Blog Talk Radio.
Stop dealing with embarrassing hair loss. The Hair Loss and Hair Rejuvenation Clinic, located inside K's Design Team, has the latest technology in hair restoration so you can get your confidence and 100% real hair back. And by working with a licensed trichologist with the U.S. Trichology Institute and AMCA certified, a multi-therapeutical approach is used to diagnose and determine the best program for you. So book your appointment today. Call 316-789-0110 at K's Design Team at 718 North Baltimore and Derby.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones, Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Hi, everybody. It's the Digital Diary for today, Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. I'm Kerry Hines. It's our show number 666. And on today's very, very special broadcast, we welcome back a trichologist, Mr. Trichologist, we call him. His name is Cade out of Kansas, and we are thrilled. He'll be on the very last hour, about 8:30 New York time, 7:30 Central time, so you don't want to miss it. He knows just about everything about trichology, and we're happy to welcome him back to the team. It's been a couple of years. Also, coming up in our first hour, we're listening back to some of our recent fan favorite interviews right here on the broadcast. You don't want to miss that. And Mitchell, we've got live talk. We're kind of rolling out news and entertainment with some of the stories that we had to just take a pause on and share with you. So please stay tuned for all of that today on this broadcast. And we've got some surprises. So why don't you sit back and we'll get started. Enjoy.
Stop dealing with embarrassing hair loss. The Hair Loss and Hair Rejuvenation Clinic, located inside Case Design Team, has the latest technology in hair restoration so you can get your confidence in 100% real hair back. And by working with a licensed trichologist with the U.S. Trichology Institute and AMCA certified, a multi-therapeutical approach is used to diagnose and determine the best program for you. So book your appointment today. Call 316-789-0110 at Case Design Team at 718 North Baltimore and Derby.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today. She's from the world of business. It is my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the very, very first time, Tara Gregory. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you doing, sir? I am so honored and so privileged to finally be on this show. Talk about getting me on here.
A long time, yes.
My schedule has been crazy, but I am just so honored to finally be here talking to you and your radio listeners.
Oh, aren't you kind? Well, listen, I am excited. First of all, it is I who must thank you. You are one of the folks who, when we announced our live events and that we were working on so many different shows, you were one of the very first to sign up as a vendor. So we're so excited that you wanted to do business with our company. We love it. We support you, and we love that you support us at Hair Radio. Always been, and even when I am on social media from time to time, which I think I must live on social media as far as our fans are concerned. But yes, but I love it because you, Tara, you share our postings. You share our messages. You like what we put out, and it means so much. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I am one of those that is really big on supporting one another, especially within our culture. I don't know what it is that we struggle to do that. So many of the cultures will band together, and they will push and support one another. And we have to change that stigma. We have to get band together and be able to support, promote, push. Everything is not about a dollar. A lot of times it's just a phone call. It's just a post or doing what I'm doing now. Just support somebody else's business. Support their vision. We have to do better as a people. And if I have to be the one to step out there and do that and be the example, by all means, I'll do it.
Well, you have done just that. So, and that puts you on our radar here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and at Hair Radio, the company. So I'm so excited. Now, I've got to say, Tara Gregory, just to have you on the show, I want to talk about your business for a moment. Then I'm going to get into why we brought you here this morning. But first, let's find out a little bit. Now, give us I remember you were doing Ayers Batch of Nature. So tell us a little bit. And did I pronounce it right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about it, all that you're doing.
Okay, so just in a nutshell, the name of the company is Ayers, A-Y-U-R, apostrophe
S. Okay.
Yes. Yes, Ayers Batch of Nature, LLC. I started this company about 7 years ago. And just to give you just a really quick background, I am in my 50s. I just turned 50. One, and as I
congratulations,
got
happy birthday.
Thank you. As I got older, I just realized that my hair started changing. I was natural, and, you know, I was using the products on the shelves, and not to take anything away from them. You know, my hair was moisturized and shiny and looked cute, but for some reason, it just kept shedding. It kept thinning. I was losing my crown. I could not understand what was going on, and nothing on the shelves helped me as far as that issue. So I started researching, and God blessed me to come up with this concoction after I researched for an entire year. Point number one, whatever you're doing in business, research, research, research.
Yes.
Hone in and master whatever it is you're out there producing or doing. So it took me about a year. I came up with this formula, and it changed my life. So I have a product line that is geared towards problematic hair issues. So it's not just about moisturizing and making your hair shiny. If you really have some serious hair issues going on, I have these products that are solving the breakage, the shedding, but especially alopecia. And I've realized, Carrie, what was happening to me really was aging hair, and there's nothing really on the market unless you go and get that Caranique and all that kind of stuff. And what I have is chemical-free, drug-free. It's all natural. It's all organic. No steroids, and it works better than those chemicals you see on TV, if not better. And the products started working so well that Macy's reached out to me. Now, listen, I didn't have money for Macy's. I knew that. But somehow they got wind of the products. Make a long story short, they asked for some samples, and I sent it to them, and they did their little testing, talked to the board or whatever.
Yeah, right.
3 months later, they called me and were like, how fast can you get here? And we launched in Macy's. I'm in retail stores. Yes, and I'm now partnering with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America to help those that are on chemotherapy bring back their hair naturally with no chemical, because they're already dealing with the radiation. So you don't want to put a chemical product on top of what you're already dealing with. So these products is really making a difference for those that's suffering with chemical damage. My hair is now past my brush wrap at 50 years old because I see my own products. So that is really the backdrop of the products. Also, there's a lot of black hair care products out there. And, of course, Mons has the oils and butters. But I took it a step further when I started researching and infusing Indian Ayurvedic herbs into the product.
How? Tell us about that. That's interesting. So Indian herbs, tell us.
Yeah, so Indian herbs are your henna, amla, hibiscus, marshmallow root, burdock root. These are herbs that Indians have been using for years, I mean centuries, and we just didn't know about it. And hair is hair, so if it worked for their hair, it'll work for our hair. And these herbs are proven.
And I've never seen a person of that, the original folks here in America.
No.
Have no hair. I've never seen one with your hair.
Jet black, down to behind in your grass.
Exactly.
These herbs are slowing down gray and making your hair grow like weeds and make it strong as steel. If you ever see Indian men and women, their hair is long.
Of course, everyone.
At 70 and 80.
And up.
They have been using these herbs for centuries.
Now, Tara, how can folks get these products, please?
Okay, so they can visit Ayers Bachelor.
I'm raising my hand, by the way. Tell us one more time. Give us that site once again. I interrupted you there.
Ayers Bachelor of Nature, AYURSBATCHOFNATURE, bachelorofnature.com. You can also find me on Etsy, which is an e-commerce platform for handmade businesses. It's the number one platform out there, so I'm on Etsy. I'm on Amazon as well. You can find us in select retail stores, and all you have to do is really Google the company.
And I'm hoping you'll bring a few of these products to my store at HAIRadio.com soon. We're going to hold you to that now.
Love to.
Okay. Yes, this is going to be absolutely awesome. And I've been telling, you know, Tara, this is the kind of thing where we've got, like you said, we've got to support each other. So I'll be following up with you very, very soon on that.
Yes.
Now, one
I
of
make
the
everything myself. Yes.
You
I
make
everything.
Wow. Now that
the warehouse. About 30 days ago, I started this company in my house. We outgrew the house. We had pallets coming to the house, and my husband was like, I think you need a warehouse. So we launched into a warehouse because I am determined to manufacture these myself. I had manufacturers reach out to me, and they already, they tell you, you know.
I am reaching out to you. Yes.
And
because
I want them to dilute the formula, so I will continue to manufacture these myself. So I have my own manufacturing and distribution right here in Maryland.
Well, you know what? We're going to be talking with you about that because I have some companies, including ourselves, and we're looking for that kind of distribution outlet where we don't have to house it here and, you know, and necessarily make up batches in our bathtub type thing. So we want to definitely, we'll continue this conversation. Now, one of the big things that, you know, let me just remind everybody before we move along, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today, and she's on the line. It is my honor again to welcome her to the airwaves for the very, very first time. Tara Gregory. Yes. Good morning, Tara. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
All right.
Good morning.
Yes. And again, Ayers Batch of Nature. I'm just loving all of this wonderful information today. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to definitely invite you this morning onto the broadcast is because you, the only person that I, well, you know what? Okay. Yes. We've had on Alelia Bundle, so there she is, the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. So, of course, and she's a good friend of ours here at the Hair Radio Show. So, yes, she's been with us, but outside of her. So you're like one of the very first who we get a good accounting of at least some of the grounds around the amazing estate that was once the estate called Villa Luaro, which belonged to Madam C.J. Walker here in New York, which is, I'm located in New York State as well. I'm in New York City and New York. And so her, tell us a little bit, if you will. And, well, you know, we can, you can, we can give you some background. This is the Villa Luaro, formerly known as the Annie Annie Pop home is a 34-room, 20,000-square-foot mansion located at Fargo Lane and North Broadway in Irvington, New York. That's about 30 miles north of New York City, so about a half hour away from where I'm located here in Brooklyn. Now, it was built from 1916 to 1918, and she died like in 1919. That was a year after it was they finished it somewhere, and was designed in the Italianate style by architect Wertner Tandy for Alelia Walker. Again, she is, Alelia Walker is the daughter of Madam C.J. Walker. And so, and the Alelia, our friend Alelia Bundles, who was named after Alelia Walker, Madam Walker's daughter. But so now tell us, Ms. Tara Gregory, what did you see? I want to hear the whole story about walking up to Madam C.J. Walker. Well, first of all, before you get there, what inspired you to go visit, to, were you making a special trip to see Villa Luaro?
Oh,
and if so, what inspired you to do so?
So let me just take 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds to say this. I had no idea who she was in my teens. I remember, you know, Black history, you know, you read about all these people.
A little bit, right.
That's nice. So I heard of her. And even when my I launched my company, I still didn't really know about her. And I didn't realize that I was actually walking into her footsteps until probably about maybe 5 years ago. I had no idea.
Wow.
She built her own manufacturing company, became a self-made millionaire. You got to watch the movie Self-Made. And she built this mansion herself with the first Black architect in New York. A lot of people may not
know. Right.
He designed it. And this house is phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. So I was in New York about maybe 2 weeks ago. I was on a yacht party with this guy called Mitt. Find him on Facebook, Instagram. He does this every month. An amazing yacht party. It's actually a business expo that he does. And so I decided to go there. I had about maybe three people with me, our team. And I don't know, I was on this boat, and I just kept thinking about, you know, this mansion, thinking about her and just how blessed I am to actually be doing what I'm doing. I just couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting there on this boat, and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to visit her house. You know, I've seen the movie. I've read about her. You know, I now know about her. I think I want to see this in real life. So we get off the boat and we get to the hotel and I tell the team, you know what? We're going to Madam C.J. Walker's mansion. And they're like, we're what? I said, yes, we are. Get dressed. We're going. And we got up about maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. Are we having breakfast? No, we're going straight there. And I'm thinking, because I don't really know New York like that, but I love New York. It is truly my second home. I'm there a lot. There's no place in the city like New York. Let me just plug that out.
True.
So I Googled it, and I realized we were in Upper Manhattan somewhere on 23rd Street and something. And I Googled it, and it was literally 30 minutes away. I'm thinking it's like 2 hours, 30 minutes away. So we jumped in the car and go all through this expressway or whatever. And then the whole community changed. It's nothing but rows and rows of mansions. I could not believe it. So we're driving up, and we come across this house. And I see the sign, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, but it's right there on the street. This can't be it. And so I saw they have a post there, like a little plaque thing in the wall, in the ground. And it says, you know, welcome to Madam C.J. Walker's estate. And they give, you know, her little backdrop. And I looked at them. I said, this is it. Park the car. So we parked the car, and it's gated. You can't just walk in. I mean, they have chains and everything on there. And I'm like, okay, we didn't make no appointment. This is spare the moment. So we get out the car. And the whole thing is gated. She has a driveway that's gated and a gate around her whole house. So we're standing in the middle of traffic trying not to get hit, trying to take pictures and, you know, do drive-by shots. And there was a groundsman there. Oh, my God. He was incredible. And he came out. I guess he saw me out there like, what is she doing? So he came out there and he said, who are you? And I told him, you know, who I was, and my husband blessed her. So, oh, you know, she has her own hair care company, and she just wanted to come up here and just, you know, see the person that did it. You know, she's just fascinated with her. And he was like, really, how would you like to come in? And my jaw dropped. And I said, really, you would do that? He was like, absolutely. I said, okay. So,
he's like, okay, we're in.
I'm like, get the camera ready because we don't want to get it. As he's unlocking the gate, and when he opened those gates, oh, my, there was a sense of, you know how you walk into
history.
Something, and even though you're walking into her history, it's like a preview for you. And I'm,
yes.
And as soon as I walk through the gate, I'm like, oh, my God, is this what I'm walking into for me? You can't help but think that. So I'm walking into
wow.
this gate. It is phenomenal. And when I say, so the doors are locked, you know, first of all, I'm going up the steps. And
yes.
as I'm stepping up the steps, Carrie, tears are streaming down my face. Not so much because I'm doing what she's doing, but you are standing on the ground.
Where, yeah,
of
this
the
is
person
true.
Who fought and struggled and went through all she went through, all the ups and downs and hurdles that she went through that we now don't have to face as a beauty brand company.
Exactly.
It just overwhelmed me to know that all her sweat, blood, and tears got her to this moment, and here's the proof. It's one, Carrie, it's one thing to read it in the textbook, but it's another thing when you step and stand flat-footed in history.
Wow.
There was no feeling like it to see what this woman had accomplished. And what really stood out
And
to
at
me,
that period, at yeah. that period in time, it's not like she had social media. Her
she
Facebook and Twitter was her 2 feet.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And she is actually the role model and the example of ambition because she talks
Absolutely.
About how you know, you have to work hard and believe in your dream. And when you
oh,
read
absolutely.
Her story and read her book, you see the struggles that she
yes.
went through. And standing there at that mansion, it just showed me how far we can go as Black people, as a Black brand. And I just hope that my company makes her proud. You feel her presence. When you stand there, you feel like you can conquer anything because look at what she did. So we took pictures on the steps. And there's this white, I can't even explain it, like some kind of white clay pot thingy. She mm-hmm. bought this years ago, and it is still there. So you can't go in the house, but there's no drapes, Carrie. So we took pictures, you know, we're peeping through the room. And do you know a lot of her original artifacts is still in this house?
Still there? Wow.
You can actually take your camera video and you can actually click pictures because there's no curtains. We walked around the back because I said, let's go. They was like, through the grass, come on, let's go. So we walked around the back, and if you ever see the pictures or her movie where she did her she actually lived in this house for a year before she died. She built it, and she lived in there for a whole year.
That's
and
right.
When she got sick, and she really didn't say anything, she got sick, she decided to hold this convention for all these women that were really distributors of her products. And she
right.
has them all lined up in her back, all on the vestibule, all on the grounds, all around the pool. So I walked around, and to stand there, and it's like you just, history just stopped. Everything is still the same.
Something.
And all you have to do is just imagine those women standing there, because everything remains the same.
Wow. Well, I am blown away.
And they have kept this property and preserved it like no other. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. And so Sundial has bought this company. Sundial is a company.
Right, Sundial brand. Yeah.
Moisture. And they bought this company, and I've been following them. So anybody that's interested, follow them, because they actually bought this company, and they're going to turn it into a business hub for women to help women entrepreneurs.
Exactly, and that's mm-hmm. exactly what I discovered. And I love that because, you know, anything associated with Madam C.J. Walker is all about women empowerment. And you know,
in her will that her property was to be used for African Americans, as far as anyone living there, used it for businesses. It was to benefit the community of Black entrepreneurs. It is in her will. That's why no other culture could ever get it. It's in her will that her
well, I tell you,
she was going to die, and she knew that once she died, she wanted this place to now benefit people for years and centuries to come. And her dream is coming to fruition. Look at what is happening with Sundial. Yeah,
exactly.
And nobody else can get their hands on it.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, I know for a fact that had it not been for the Madam C.J. Walkers, the Annie Malones, Sarah Spencer Washingtons, even for us guys, and there are a lot of guys out there in the hair and beauty business, let me just say that and giving them rightful respect. But without these women, I wouldn't be here today carrying on walking in the paths that they have ushered in.
Yeah, and we're obligated. How can we see what they struggled and built.
Exactly.
And not take on the mandate to carry that mantle. That's why they did it. So
that exactly.
we can now be successful. We can't be lackadaisical. We have to step up and give it everything we got. We can't let go and finagle and just be lazy. We can't do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly. The secret. Exactly. It has always been for us to band together. I mean, it's really not rocket science. It's just working together and supporting
mm-hmm.
each other, as you said at the top of this. I just shared your amazing video onto my Facebook page. You can go to Carrie Hines' Facebook page, and I will continue to support and put you out there.
Yes.
Tara Gregory, my friend,
yes.
and we just
yes.
want
yes.
to make sure and have everybody know that you'll be at our very next live hair event coming up soon. We'll keep you guys informed. You can go to hairnationexpo.biz to find out about that. And again, we want to send folks to your website, Ms. Tara Gregory. Tell everybody again how they can find Ayers Batch of Nature products and so much more that you're connected with.
It's AyersBatchOfNature.com. You can find us on Etsy. You can find us on Amazon. And even though I have a warehouse, I actually have a retail store in the warehouse. So if you ever decide to visit us in Maryland, that address is 2105 Emerton Park Road, Suite 101, Edgewood, Maryland, 21040. And give me a call. My phone number is 443.
Oh, that's the record there. Okay.
0998.
Awesome. Listen, I am super hyped. So this is going to be fantastic, Tara. So listen, we're going to continue to follow you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to hope you come back real soon. And we'll do another sit down.
Anytime.
All right. I am loving it. And I hope you guys had a first, we're going to say a first row seat. All about Madam C.J. Walker's wonderful, wonderful mansion, Villa Nuaro. So, yes, I'm going. Folks, keep it right here. Thanks again for being with us, Tara. Folks, keep it here.
Oh,
you got it back at you. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today. She actually is a hairstylist, and I should say a superstar celebrity hairstylist and author. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show's great honor to welcome Miss Kim Berry. Good morning, Kim. Good morning to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It is truly a great special honor for us. Let's just start and jump right on in. We need to tell everybody what makes you a celebrity superstar stylist and one of your most notable clients, of course, the one and only Prince. Let's start there, Kim. First, tell us a little bit about yourself first. Now, you're based out where? Where are you based?
Los Angeles, California, born and raised.
Oh, really? You were actually born in, I don't know anybody who was actually born in Los Angeles.
Yes, born and raised. My mother and father are from the country, North Carolina and Tennessee, so everybody thinks I'm from the country because I got their ways, but I'm born and raised in Cali.
Well, listen, we have a lot in common because same thing here. My parents are from North Carolina, and I lived out in Los Angeles, but you were actually born there, so that is amazing. I love that. So now tell everybody, you are a celebrity stylist. I call you a celebrity stylist. Sometimes folks, some of the hairstylists don't want to be known as a celebrity stylist. They don't want to be referred to that way. Does it bother you when someone says celebrity stylist?
No, I actually like it. I'm sorry. I was like, you worked in the industry long enough. You owed your dues. I appreciate the tag. I appreciate
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely fit the bill. So I want to, well, absolutely. First of all, you have notably one of the most
famous clients in the world. There is very, very few folks other than the late prince who would be on par if there was such. So let's turn to that. Let's go back a little bit, Kim. Now, I also want to tell everybody, first of all, one of the reasons you've been out, you've talked a little bit, I saw some things online, you have authored a book that kind of chronicles a lot of this, I'm sure, which I'm very proud about. And that book is called Diamonds and Curls, with a Z. I love that on the end there.
Yeah.
Yes, and about your life working with Prince. So let's start at the beginning. I know you've been asked a lot of these questions, I've seen, but I think it's a remarkable story, and I'm very excited to have you on board. So let's start at the beginning. How did this all come about? Now, what I did uncover, which I thought was a hilarious story, I did catch part of it, where the prince's former stylist before you pretty much quit on the job, so to speak. Can you, do you remember that story? Can you please tell our audience? I think it's hilarious. Just the thought of it, cracks me up. Yes, please share that story, Kim.
Yes, I had been actually dating Prince's bodyguard, and I just kept asking him, you know, get me a job.
Well, now,
you know,
that
so
wasn't
we
Big Coco,
together.
Was it?
Yes, it was Big
Coco.
Okay. And so I had done my research. Yes, I had been dating him for a while. And so finally he started taking me around to the camp, and I would hang around, you know, at the video shoots and photo shoots and things. So Prince is very astute and always watching the area. So he knows when there's someone new in the area. So he's always watching you. So I had been, like, I'd go whenever I go to the sets, I would always go to wherever the hairstylist and the makeup artist was. So finally I met Tanya, who was his stylist at the time, and so we just clicked, and, you know, you just meet genuine people and you become friends. And so she and I were hanging out, and she was just complaining one day, and she was like, you know what, I'm tired of doing this. I want to go home. I don't want to live out of a suitcase. And I was like, girl, you got the best job in the world. She's like, it's not what you think. And I said, Lord have mercy. I said, it's funny how you covet someone else's life, but you don't know what they go through in the course of a day. And so she was like, it's not what you think, Kim. And I said, I think you work for the biggest entertainer in the world. And she was like, Kim, it's not what you think. And sure enough, my mother used to tell us all the time, you know, be careful, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And she went into, we were on a video set, I forgot what set it was that he was shooting that day, but she went into the room with Prince, and he snatched a comb out of her hand. And she said, you know what? She said, my lips are chapped from kissing your little black ass. I'm out of here. And she literally, after the video set, she packed her stuff up as she left. And I said, when you call it a holy hookup, that I was standing there and got this introduction. I had been hanging out with her. I had formed a friendship. And so the people in the camp knew who I was, you know, and it was just interesting that what God has for you is for you, and not even the gates of hell going to keep you from it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And see, she quit, and I call it the holy hookup, that I was standing there. They were going to Germany the next day, and so they left to go to Germany. He said, tell Tanya to get the salon ready. And all the team was like, no, Tanya quit. Because, you know, Prince is used to being Prince, so he talks crazy to you, and the next day, of course, he knows you're going to be there. No,
right.
This day, Tanya packed her stuff and left. And so he said, so what do you mean? I'm going to Germany without a hairstylist? And they were like, yeah, they didn't know what to tell him. And so he was baffled, so they had to hire somebody when they got there. He hated the person. He wound up doing his own hair for the show that night. And so they come back to Los Angeles, and Coco said, get your stuff ready. He said, meet me at this club in Beverly Hills. And he said, bring your portfolio. I got my portfolio. And one thing my parents used to always instill in me, you know, if you stay ready, like the rapper say, you ain't got to get ready.
That's
so I had been doing photo shoots. I had been stacking pictures. I had my book ready. Went to the club. They had already made preparations for me to get in. And God was just awesome. It was just a move of God. So we laid the book on the table. I approached him. He looked at me like, how did you get to my table? And I was like, my name is Kim Berry. I know you don't have a hairstylist, I said, and I'd love to, you know, do your hair. And so he looked at me. He opened the book. He said, so you do hair, you know, in his, you know, snide remark way. And I said, yeah. He said, you got a salon? I said, yeah. He said, go hook it up. And so I already knew. I had been watching her, following everything she was doing. And I noticed on her table, she had this hairspray, I went and bought it. If she had this gel, I went and bought it. So I was duplicating her table, never thinking that I would ever get the opportunity to do prints. But I said, if she's using it, I'm going to use it because she's a celebrity stylist. And so my dad used to tell me growing up, preparation, success is when preparation meets opportunity. When the opportunity presents itself, will you be prepared? And literally, the opportunity presented itself. I went to the salon. I blacked out the windows. I knew how to do that. I got the salon ready. And about an hour later, I get a phone call, and he said, Kim, this is Prince. And I said, oh, my God. And so he says, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. I said, oh, okay, well, no problem. I said, next time, you know, you in Los Angeles, just know you got a hairstylist. He said, well, do you travel? Now, mind you, I'm 19, 20 years old. I ain't never left Inglewood, let alone California. And so I said, yes. And yes just popped out of my mouth. And I was like, oh, my God, what did I just say? He said, okay, great. He said, we're sending a car to come pick you up. He said, meet us at the airport. I said, I'm sorry, what? He said, is there a problem? I said, no. He said, I said, oh, my God, in my mind, I'm freaking out. And so I was like, meet him at the airport. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? But that's just how Prince does. He get down. Everybody that you know that has worked for him has the same remarkable story. Like, it's on the spot. You're getting hired. And wow. So I called my mother. I hung up the phone, and I called my mother. I was like, oh, my God, I just talked to Prince. She said, stop lying. I said, no. I just talked to Prince. I said, he said that they're sitting in the car. I said, I don't have no clothes. I don't have no. She said, you better get to that airport. She said, take your curling irons and your hairspray, and you get to that airport. And she said, I'm going to send you some money in the morning. You go to Target, buy you some clothes, and you keep on moving. I said, oh, my God. So I literally took the coat on my back and my curling irons and jumped in. They sent the limousine. I went to LAX. Him and his brother was on the plane. I walked past them, sat down on the plane, flight booked, everything.
When
first
you
time
say
I
on
thought,
a plane,
no.
Was this a commercial plane?
No, commercial or? Airline, yes.
Okay.
So for most part, he did commercial. And I just couldn't believe it was happening. I was like, oh, my God, there's Prince. And went and got on, sat down on the plane. And first time I got off the plane, I saw snow. I was like, oh, my God, it's
that's
Christmas
like you're from
Eve.
California. That's
yes.
Crazy.
So Seasons was the first time I met Seasons was traveling with Prince. And so saw snow. I got to the gates open to Paisley Park, and I was like, oh, my God, it does exist. Wow. They walk me through the back door. I go upstairs to the hair salon in the back room. And it was just amazing. I'm like, oh, my God, this is happening. So his brother walks in. His brother said, okay, you're going to do me first. And I said, okay, great. So I'm trained for this. So my beauty school teacher would hand me 6 or 7 towels at a time, train me on speed, train me on ability. And he said, look, he said, quality and then quantity, never sacrificing one for the other. He said, your first head needs to look as good as your last head. So I said, okay, got it. I've already been trained. God had already been putting it in my path and getting me ready for the opportunity such as this. And I did his brother hair and 4 women that were there hanging out with them that night, and one behind the other, bam, knocking down heads. So his brother said, okay, well, he'll be in a few minutes. I said, okay, 1 hour goes by. 2 hours go by. I'm sitting there. I'm looking around. Now, I'm in Paisley Park. You can see the Purple Rain jacket in the corner, a raspberry beret outfit. There's jewelry laying around. I sat there with my hands in my lap, and I said, Mama used to say, if you go in somebody else's house, you don't touch nothing that don't
exactly.
belong to you. I sat right there for 2.5 hours with my hands in my lap. I said, okay, I don't know what's going on, but if they don't know that I know that it's a camera's watching me, I
exactly.
said, okay. So finally, his brother.
Well, you were very smart for 19, though. You're very
absolutely.
smart. That was very
absolutely.
Wise.
Absolutely. Yeah, mama didn't play that.
They taught
mama
you very
trained
well.
Absolutely. So I sat there, and his brother stuck his head in the door and said, you didn't steal nothing, did you? I said, excuse me, first
no.
of all. I said, Mom, I knew this was a test. I said, my mom ain't raised no fools. I said, second of all, quit playing with me. I got to go to the bathroom. He said, you could have went to the bathroom. He was, and so he's laughing at me. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no, I ain't moving through this man's house. This is his house.
And
so
he said, same way. That's
yeah. And so I stayed right there. And so he said, okay, for real. So I got settled. And he said, okay, for real. He coming in a few minutes. I said, don't you leave me sitting here. Now, mind you, Paisley Park is a self-contained, they call it a creative battleship. And so inside Paisley Park, there's kitchens. So they can make their own food. There's studios. There's a hair salon. There's a dance studio. There's a disco. There's a performance area. That, like, this place is massive.
And when there are elevators inside there. We saw a little bit of it. There are elevators inside there.
It's a complete compound. It is
compound,
amazing.
Yeah.
Even now, when Oprah Winfrey came, Oprah Winfrey was like, I thought Harpo Studios was huge. She said, my studio will fit inside of here. She said, this is massive. So if you would have pressed Oprah Winfrey, you know you're doing something.
You got that right. And
yes,
I've only known one or two to do that. So you're right.
Absolutely. Yes. And finally, Prince stuck his head in the door, and I was like, oh, my God, he's so little. Like, it didn't matter. Like, when you see Prince on stage, he's larger than life. He is this huge entity. But when you see him in person, he's a small stature man. He's
very quiet.
He's very humble. He's very meek. And he used to ask me all the time, you know, I got like 10 personalities. I was like, yeah, I met all of them. So it's a different Prince in every element of the – but he stuck his head in the door. He said – yeah, I love your work, he said, but you can't have those nails in my head. He said, I'm tender-headed. I said, okay, click, 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 click. I just started breaking off all 10 nails right there in front of it. He started laughing. He said, oh, my God. He said, you are so funny. He said, okay, yeah, you're going to work. He said, go back to the hotel. We're going to Miami in the morning. I said, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it. It's too late. He said, I'll see you in Miami. I'll see you at the airport. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm packing up my stuff, and I'm just like, so did I just get hired? What just happened? I was like, oh, my God. So we get to Miami. We stay there for a few days. He says, order whatever you want. He said, just hang out. I'll let you know when I'm ready to get my hair done. I said, okay. But a few days later, he called me. He said, we're going to Chicago in the morning. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, don't worry about me. I'm good. I said, okay. So I called my mother. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm moving from city to city. My mom said, just keep going. Keep going. She had sent me some money. I went to Target before we got on the airplane. I bought me some clothes. I said, oh, my God. I was like, what is happening? I was asking my mother. I said, who lives like this? My mother said, you do. And that's when my reality shifted, and I was like, I'm a celebrity hairstylist. Like, I'm rolling with Prince. So Prince rolls with his bodyguard, his hairstylist, and sometimes that's just it, his bodyguard and his hairstylist. But we were going from city to city. They were partying. They were doing their thing. And every night he called me, Kim, you good? Okay, just get what you want. Just let, you know, I'll see you in the next city. Finally, we get to New York. And I had been with him like 2 weeks by then. He still didn't get his hair done. He said, Kim, get the salon ready. I said, okay, here we go. So I get the salon. I find the salon. I got a private room. I set everything up. I got everything laid out exactly how he's used to seeing it. So and knowing that he's a creature of habit, I had studied Tanya's habits. Yeah. And so I got ready. He walked in. We had a consultation. He said, okay, I want color. I want a perm. He said, you know, I need a cut. And he said, so, you know, let's do it. Now, before we get to him, his brothers tell me on the way to the salon, don't touch his ears. Don't look him in the face. Don't do this. Don't spill water on him. I said, wait a minute, Doc. Y'all making me nervous. I said, I do this for a living. Don't you mess me up. And he said, no. He said, and then what was funny was everything they told me don't do, I did. I said, but Prince took it all in stride. And when I tell you that I hooked that hair up, I said, Kim, breathe. I said, you got this. Relax. He ain't no different than nobody else.
He's just a person.
I said,
exactly.
Yeah, I said, you do this. I spilled water down his face while he was in the shampoo bowl. He said, okay, lady, wait a minute. It sounds like you're trying to drown me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I touched him up. Got it back together. We finished that hair. He looked in the mirror, did his little left-right look. He spun around on them heels. He was like, okay. He said, see you later. He said, your limo's waiting for you outside. And he spun around on them heels and disappeared into a puff of purple smoke. And I was like, I looked out the window. The limo driver was waving at me. He said, I was like, okay, Kim, yeah, you a celebrity hairstylist. I said, wow. And literally, I've been rolling with him for 29 years after that. It was the most amazing journey I had ever experienced, you know. And I take nothing for granted. I thank God that he could have chose anyone else. And he did. There were other hairstylists that came in and out throughout my career. But Kim always got the call to come back.
Wow.
And it was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I can speak to one thing only with regards to ever seeing Prince. I saw him one time live.
Yes.
I ran into him in Los Angeles. I remember this. It was the early 90s, and myself and one of my colleagues and at the time, we were in the airline business, of course, and I remember flying out to Los Angeles, and we showed up at this club. It was all the rage back in the early 90s. It was on Sunset, called Roxbury. And Prince was there. We were on the second floor, and they let us into Roxbury. Now, this Roxbury club, they had, when I tell you they had all these fancy cars pulling up.
Absolutely.
And I do mean fancy. It was right there off that little turn off Sunset. It was on Sunset, if I recall.
Yeah.
And I remember all these fancy cars. Now, my friend Richard and I, we showed up. Do you remember the station wagons that had the little panel on the side?
Yes,
you may not go back that far, Kim, but they had station wagons with the panel on the side. Now, we showed up at the Roxbury getting out of a station wagon with the panel on the side.
Right.
And
okay.
We go up to the door, and the gentleman says, you know, he looks at our ID. He sees we're from New York. He knows that we are definitely not the typical caliber that's coming into the club. Well, we didn't know this. I don't even remember how we ended up there, but we didn't know it at the time. So we go in, and we heard that Madonna's dancers were there, and they had all these people. We didn't hear that Prince was there, but they had all these other celebrities who were there. And we ended up on, they had a balcony on the second floor, and who do we see but Prince. We're seated on the second floor. Prince literally walks by with, we assumed, his bodyguard.
Yes.
It was he and one fellow. That was it. So it kind of fits in with everything that you said. And he just walks by us, but the bodyguard gives us a look like, don't approach him, don't ask. So we did.
Right.
And he walked by. He wasn't much taller than us sitting down as he walked by, and I'm not exaggerating. And that was the only time that I've ever had any run-in, if you want to call it a run-in, but he walked right by me. So I never forgot that. Now, I have to say, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us today, her name is Kim Berry, and she is what I, by all accounts, to be a celebrity superstar hairstylist, and she is also an author, and her book, so super popular out there, called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z, and this is about her life story with none other than Prince, the superstar. So I have to say, Kim, let's pick up with that. Or even go back a little bit. Now, where did all of this come from? I know that you were in, you had gone to beauty school and all that, but what about before that? What inspired you out in the California and the L.A. area to get into hair care and all of that? What was that inspiration? And then we'll move to the book.
What's really hilarious is I had no inclination, never thought about being a hairstylist.
Really?
I was going to school. I was going to be a doctor, and I was going to, you know, whatever, you know, life was going to take me. I had graduated early from high school, top 10% of my class.
Wow.
So I told Mom, I said, I did everything you told me to do. I said, I'm taking a year off. She said, a year off? I said, yeah. I said, I'm not going to college right away. I'm just going to chill out. I said, and you know, just find myself. I said, I didn't, you know, have no babies. I brought you a diploma. I did everything you told me to do. I said, now I'm just going to chill. She said, okay, great. So about 2 or 3 months into that, she said, what you getting ready to do? I said, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I said, I'm taking a year off. I'm just going to chill. And she said, no, ma'am. She said, ain't but one queen in this house. She said, so you going to get up? You going to get a job? You going to school? Or you going to get the hell out of my house? Oh. I said, wait a minute. I'm the baby. I done did everything. I did everything you told me to do. I said, I can't chill. I said, the boys is chilling. Why I can't chill? She said, Kim, did you hear what I said? So I got mad, went walking up the street down to Crenshaw Boulevard in L.A., and walked up into Pacific Beauty College. So I just walked in. I said, let me go see what they talking about in here. And walked in Pacific Beauty College, sat down at the table with Mr. Cedric Goins, the owner of the school. He told me everything about his beauty college and what it entailed. And I was like, well, forget it. I'm going to just do this for the meantime just to get her off my back. So before I knew it, Mr. Goins had me signing on the dotted line. He said, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I said, wait, tomorrow? School start tomorrow? He said, yes. He said, I'll see you tomorrow. He said, make sure your lab coat is bright and white. Make sure your shoes is clean because I will lock you outside. I said, I'm sorry. What wow. did I just sign up for? So sure enough, got my things ready for school. I came home, brought the paperwork, showed it to my mother. I said, well, I hope you happy. I go to beauty school now. She said, I hope you happy. And went in her room to close the door. I said, oh, my God. I said, this lady here. I said, what did I do? So sure enough, went to beauty school. Every day there was a teacher there, Miss Cooper. She used to ask me every day, what are you doing here, Barry? I said, I'm here because my mother making me come here. She said, oh, really? She said, oh, well, you know by the end of these 12 months, I'm going to turn you into a hairstylist. I said, you're not going to turn me into nothing. I'm just here because I gotta be here so my mother stay off my back. She said, yeah, okay. So sure enough, about 6 months into the course, mind you, this is a 12-month course that I finished in 9 months because I was so mad. I did not miss a day. I went every day. I wanted to get this over with. I was mad. I joined in the middle of the summer. My friends are like, Kim, come on. We're going to the beach. We're going to Disneyland. I said, no, I got to go to school. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm going to knock this out. In the course of being in beauty school, I met a young sister named Pat who had been there for almost 4 years. I said, you know that's not real college, right? You know we supposed to get out of here in this year. So I knew that I wasn't going to prolong this no longer than I had to. So sure enough, 6 months into the course, they did a statewide competition. 200 kids came out from all over California. You had to bring a model. We didn't know that it was a head-to-toe competition. I just happened to tell one of my homegirls, can I use you as a model? She was like, yeah. So I said, okay, I knew she was an only child, spoiled rotten. I said, okay, bring your stuff. Her mother had bought her like 6 or 7 prom dresses. She came dressed to the nines. When I tell you, beautiful gown, gloves, diamonds, the whole nine. So, of course, getting her ready for the hair show, I was like, do you mind if I cut your hair? She was like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. I turned my sister's hair orange. I turned it pink. I said, oh, my God. I kept going back to Miss Cooper, like, can you help me? She said, no, go to your textbook. Now, mind you, she helping everybody in the school. I said, oh, my God. I was like, you helping this person, you helping that person. She said, go back to your textbook. I was like, what in the world? So I said, okay. Finally figured out her hair color, got her color corrected, got her straight. We go to the competition. Like I said, my girl showed up, head to toe, beautiful gown, hair butter was whipped. So we get to the competition. It's a 2-day competition. Out of 200 kids, I placed top 10. So out of the top 10, the top 10 come back the next day. And she showed up again, bam, banging hair, bam, banging dress, outfit, outstanding. We get to the competition out of top 10. Kim Berry takes first place. When
Get
they hand me
here.
The trophy, absolutely. When they hand me the trophy and the check, Miss Cooper walks over to me and she said, no help from her, mind you. She was watching from a distance, though. She said, didn't I tell you I was going to turn you into a hairstylist? I said, oh, my God. I said, so I didn't know I was getting Mr. Miyagi's wax on, wax on, wax on. I said, it was so intricate of how all of these people played a part in my journey to get me to the finish line. Like I said, Mr. Goins, the owner of the school, built my speed up. Miss Cooper made sure that my technique was on point because everything was by the book. She took me out of class early one Easter and made me go on the floor. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, I don't have no business on the floor. I just started in beauty school. She said, you got this, Kim. I'm doing this lady's hair. Did a pocket curl, burned this lady's hair. She walked up to me. She said, Kim, she said, did you burn this lady's hair? I said, absolutely not. She walked through this lady's head and found the exact spot. I had took the curl, put it in my pocket. They call it a pocket curl. Put the curl in my pocket. I was like, she said, now, the next time, she said, first of all, these people know that you're in beauty school. Now, the next time I ask you, did you make a mistake, just say yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave the floor. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to shrink up. She said, these people know that you're in beauty school, so it's okay. They're willing to take the risk because they know that, you know, you're learning. I was like, wow, who knew? I said, I was so embarrassed. She was like, now finish this lady's hair and let's keep on going. And so they gave the lady a little gift certificate to come back and get her hair done again and, you know, for free and all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, oh, my God. I said, didn't even know that all of this was building me up, building my character to get me ready for the real test that I was about to, you know, the journey that I was about to partake in. So it was everybody along your path, you have to know that it's some form of an angel, some form of a teacher. So it was just an incredible journey getting to this point because I never thought about doing hair, didn't want to be a hairstylist. Knocked that 12-month course out in 9 months when I graduated, and still 30 years later went back to the beauty school. Mr. Goins said, I always talk about you. I tell all my students about Kim Berry, that Kim Berry is a celebrity hairstylist. Matter of fact, our school is one of the highest ones that has most of the celebrity hairstylists. Candida Farmer, Candida is a celebrity hairstylist. Everyone knows her in California. Pam Farmer, celebrity makeup artist. Kim Liu is another celebrity makeup artist who graduated from our school. So we produce some of the biggest...
Apparently.
Yes, makeup and hair artists that work in the industry to this date in California. Like, it was just amazing how they all led a part in my journey. And... It's just amazing. When I look back on it, I thank God. I don't take nothing for granted, and I bless God for every part of my journey.
Absolutely. I love everything that you have said. And I have to tell you, I got to go back to one part which just cracks me up. I can't wait to, just to remind everybody better. But it reminds me so much. I love your journey, and we have so much in common. But I think this is every black mama who says,
yeah.
You can't, because I swear to you, it's the same story. I had grown up thinking that I'm going to just lay in the house when I graduated high school and thinking I'm just going to sit around the house, you know, and I don't have to go to school now, so great.
Right.
Man, my mama, she told me you're going to get a job or go to school or get out,
right.
Literally
That's
in
right.
that order. And so
that's
when you,
right.
I said, oh, my God, you brought back memories. So I'm sure that's every black mama in
yes.
America. We don't play that stuff. We
no,
really
mama don't.
No,
don't play that.
Not
mama
at all.
Yes.
And especially from North Carolina. Anybody from North
right.
Carolina, ain't nobody playing that kind of thing. Now, let
that's
me
right.
tell you, Kim, I love this. I love the story. You are just amazing. If you're just tuning in, I better bring everybody up to speed. You're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. This is a very, very special interview this morning with none other than I'm calling you the superstar celebrity hairstylist, Miss Kim Berry. Again, we're welcoming you to the show. She's also the author of Diamonds and Curls, and that's Curls with a Z. So when you guys are out there Googling it or going on to Amazon or picking up the book, definitely you want to search it correctly. So tell us about this amazing book. Now, I've seen some of the things online. Tell us about Diamonds and Curls.
Yes, Diamonds and Curls is my memoirs, 29 years rolling with rock royalty. That's my book. Working for one of the most iconic stars in the world. Like, you know, I tell everybody this little girl from the hood did good, you know. It was just amazing of how basically our lives were so intertwined, he and I together. We literally grew up together. And because most marriages, like I said, I outdid both of his marriages. He was only married for 4 years apiece. And I outlived his lawyers, his doctors, his wives. You know, I was there when his mother died, when his father died, when his baby died. I was there for some of the most intricate highs and some of the worst lows of his life. And God chose me to walk alongside this man, you know. So I'm telling intimate stories of literally how I, you know, was there. Some of the stories were just, it was just he and I, like, you know, and how we laughed together, how we prayed together, how we bagged on each other's mamas together. Like, it was just the most incredible journey. So I'm not telling the stories about, you know, book sales and, you know, concerts and all that. There's enough of those books out there. I'm telling the more intimate side. Nothing scandalous, nothing salacious. Just literally our everyday life of how I walked alongside, you know, one of the most, like I said, biggest names of our time, that he literally created the soundtrack to our lives, you know. And I'm telling the intimate stories, the part that people would never get a glimpse of unless, you know, I pulled the curtain back. One of my hashtags is behind the purple curtain, and showing people what life was like on an everyday journey with this man.
Now, the did I uncover somewhere that you were not necessarily a Prince fan at first? You know, before you started working with him in that way, you were aware of him and his music, but you weren't necessarily, like, the number one fan. So how did that happen, or how did it come about, and did that change along the way?
Well, hanging around him, you have to become a fan. He teaches you what real music is.
Yes.
I had knew his popular things, Little Red Corvette, Kiss. I remember watching Kiss on a video, just watching it, and I was
you
just
knew
staring.
The 80s.
Friend. Yes. So yes. I knew of him, but I, like I said, never thought that I would wind up working with him. I wasn't a fan, and so I think that's another reason what kept me around so long, because I wasn't so geeked out and tripping off of him
exactly.
when I got around him.
Oh.
It was a job for me to do. I showed up, like one of the fans said on my page yesterday, I would have just kissed him, you know, and I said, and you would have just been fired. So, you know what I mean? So I didn't fan out over him. I wasn't geeked out. I showed up every day. I did what I was supposed to do. I tell people all throughout the book that I served him as if he was God himself, you know, because everything that I do, my mother had already instilled in me, you do it with excellence, you know, and whether it be the trash man or the biggest man on the totem pole, you serve everybody with respect. And you do it with excellence, and so it was nothing for me to show up every day. Like it was a blur. It went by in a blur, because it was just what I did every day. I served this man. I was with him sometimes 6 months out of the year, gone away from my family. I miss holidays. I miss, you know, big things. Even, you know, I was telling some people, my daughter's first steps, once my daughter was born, I missed my daughter's first steps being on the road with Prince. I came home off the road. My mother said, I have a surprise for you. And my daughter came walking across the floor. I was like, no, like I missed my daughter's first steps. You know, so you miss some big things in life at home. But, you know, family was able to enjoy some beautiful things. They were able to travel the world with me sometime, my mom and my daughter. And you know, but they had some beautiful Christmas and holidays because of Prince, you know. So,
I
said, so it was awesome. The exchange was well worth it, you know, the exchange. So a lot of my friends were like, oh, if I were you, I wouldn't take, because Prince talked crazy to you and expect you to be there in the morning. I wouldn't take this off of him. And, you know, I wouldn't let him say that to me. I said, okay, let me see now. You at home on your mama's couch, and I'm in Switzerland in one of the most beautiful hotels in the world. So don't tell me what you won't take off somebody, because I said, you'll do what you got to do to get the job done. So all those stories will be. So right now, Volume 1 is out now, and I'm actually going to re-release Volume 1 April 22nd of next year. I'm looking forward to adding some new stories to the book, what I'm doing is 10-year chronicles at a time. So I'm doing, you know, Volume 2 and Volume 3. So the fans have looking forward. So they're already chomping at the bit and asking, when's the next book coming out? Because I ended every book on a cliffhanger. So each one will end. So, you know, back in the day when we had Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boy Mysteries,
yeah.
the book will be like that. And so each book will end on a cliffhanger leading you to the next book. And
I love
so.
It.
It's instead of doing, you know, this big, thick Bible-type book, it's like putting 30 years in one book. I didn't want to do that to the fans. I didn't want to bore them. So there's pictures in the book, behind-the-scenes pictures. There's, like I said, stories. There's also, they always ask me, like, well, what products did you use on Prince's hair? And what what type of makeup did he use, and what type of soap? So I have what's called the endorphin. What Prince had a song called the Endorphin Machine. And so in each part of the book, there's a small section, and there's cartoons that are drawn by Mr. Gary, and then there's another brother who's an artist.
If you have just joined us, I'm Carrie Hines. It is Thursday morning, February 3rd of 2022. It's our broadcast show number 666-666. You're listening right now to a recent interview with super singing star Prince. His actual hairstylist, she was with him. Her name is Kim Berry, from out in Los Angeles. She was with Prince for 29 years, and she's written a new book. So this is our recount and her recount of her life on the road with Prince, and she has so much to share. Following this, we have a whole bunch of live talk on the way. We also have
a very special guest joining us a little later in the show. Mr. Cade is back, and we will be chatting with him on Mr. Trichology at 8:30 New York time, 7:30 Central, and so much more. So here's a little bit more of Kim Berry and her amazing life of Prince. And I think I have a story or two to share. Stay with us.
And I can't wait to get it to the masses. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait because you're going to come right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show and tell everybody all about it. We're so happy for you. Well, listen,
thank you,
Kim,
so much.
I want to. Absolutely. Well, I also want to find out, you know, some of the actual stylings and things like that. Now, did you go with him, like, during concerts and literally work at the concerts, or were you mainly just at the house on that before he left the house, or how did all that work?
Well, when I first started, it was the early, you know, when I graduated after high school and then beauty school, I only did stuff when he came to L.A. But as things progressed, I literally became his everyday stylist. So I traveled like I was his right hand. Like Prince didn't go anywhere without his hairstylist and his bodyguard, like I said before. So I was everywhere with him, every concert. Like people ask me to this day, were you there at this party? I was at every after party. I was at every concert. I was at every. So for 29 years, if you could imagine, literally all over the world, wherever Prince was, Kim was somewhere in the background.
Wow. Now, we're just trying to wrap our brain around that because you're talking about being a young person and literally seeing the world. Now, what about some of the other celebrities? Did you was Prince your only client during that period, or did you also do some other hits?
No, thank God. Over the years, I was able to work on, when I would come back to Los Angeles, I had the opportunity. I was good friends with Cat Williams' manager. Cat Williams has been a client of mine for the last 10 years. I just did a movie with him called 2 Minutes of Fame. It was the most hilarious event of my life. There were so many comedians: Sinbad, George Wallace, Lunell, Red Grant,
wow,
Jay Farrow, you name it. They were on set. We laughed all week. It was the most hilarious thing that I have ever done. Meet the Blacks, you know, did hair with Cat. Every one of his comedy shows that you've seen in the last 10 years, that's all Kim Berry's hairstyles on Cat Williams. DJ Quick is a client of mine. Wendy Raquel Robinson, Loretta Devine, Tamara Mari. God has just really been in the blessing business. I have been able to touch some of the most beautiful celebrities, and it's been a great journey. It's just been amazing, and I'm looking forward to what God is you know, going to do next. So still working on photo shoots and videos to this day. So I'm still rolling in the industry. But people are like, well, what are you going to do now? Like I was just going to crawl in a hole and die. No, when I met Prince, I was doing hair. When I die, I'm going to be doing hair. So I'm still rolling. I'm like, I tell people, don't, you ain't seen the end of me yet. So don't count me out. God ain't finished with me yet. So I'm looking forward to what God is about to do. So like I said, I have the product line coming out, the hair extension line that's going to be coming out. I'm up to some big things. God is doing it, and I'm excited about what he's about to do.
Well, I see that you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we know that you're on to big things, and we love it. What I cannot wait to get into, and this is a great time to talk about this, we're excited. We're excited to have you because we're going to be exploring having you to come back and give us a full series on this amazing life. And I want to say it's based on Diamonds and Curls, which is your amazing book. Again, Curls is spelled with a Z. So when you Google it out there, and Kim Berry is an amazing author out there with this telling and retelling of the stories of her life with Prince for 29 years. That's a long time. So, yes. You talked about some of the different changes along the way, not so much changes, but some of the different experiences along the way that you had an opportunity to have a front row seat, literally, could have been a concert seat, but literally a front row seat to this man's extraordinary life. Was there any part of it that really kind of that you were kind of surprised? You didn't expect Mr. Prince to be that way, you know? So some kind of, you might have gone and thinking he was one way, and then come to find out he was totally different, and maybe in a pleasant way. So anything you want to kind of share with us about any kind of thing like that?
Well, like I said, he was a practical joker.
Really?
He played jokes on people all the time. if you go back to the Morris Day times, they literally kidnapped some of the band members and came out on the stage and played for Morris. Like, if you read, I tell everybody, if you read everybody's stories, if you lined all our books up, you know, you'll find out who the man Prince really was. Because one thing about it, he was consistent. He had his, I call it, you know, asshole moments. He was mean to you. He had his moments where he was loving. He had his moments where he was hilarious. He had his moments where, you know, it was just an awesome experience all the way around.
He felt like he was an all-around person to me.
Absolutely. Most people, you know, they want to make it like, oh, he floated on a cloud and, you know, he pooted purple dust. No, he was a human being. He was a man. That's what I'm telling about in my book, is the humanity side of Prince, that he was a man, that he laughed, that he cried, that he desired certain things, that he longed for certain things, that he, you know, just like all of us, he put his pants on one leg at a time. And so people want to be like, oh, he's this mystic god. No, he was a human being. And he hurt, he laughed, he cried, he was human. And that's what I love about it. I'm trying to think of one moment the Dave Chappelle moment, when Dave Chappelle talked about the shirts and the blouses. That story was absolutely true. Now, mind you, we were all sitting in the kitchen in Paisley Park, and so they had just got through, you know, having a recording session in the studio, so the band members, everybody in there, that was our normal thing, everybody hanging out in the kitchen, laughing and talking and eating lunch. And so then on comes the Dave Chappelle show. And so they do the shirts and the blouses. Now, mind you, everybody in the room is cracking up laughing. And so they're laughing because Prince is the butt of the joke. And so this is a true story that really happened. Charlie Murphy and all the crew came and played basketball against Prince. Inside Paisley Park, there's a full basketball court. Most people don't know that Prince was a basketball superstar in high school.
Wow.
And literally would go out and ball you crazy in his 6-inch heels. Do you hear me?
Wow.
Like, the boy did not play. He could play some basketball. So anybody that came in Paisley Park was getting challenged to basketball, ping pong, whatever he could whoop you at, you was going to get challenged at it. And so he had a full ping pong table set up in Paisley. It was awesome all the time. And so the show came on, and I was just cracking up laughing, and he's looking at me like, that's funny to you, Kim? I said, oh, let me straighten up. No, sir, that's not funny. I said, but come on now, you know that's funny. And we laughed at Prince so hard that day, but it was just so amazing because we all knew it was true, that it really did happen. And so so it was just awesome to just be around him, you know. And when he would laugh at you, if we was having a bag session and he'd be bagging on people's mamas, him and the guys in the band would be going back and forth. He would read jokes, like books on your mama jokes. So he would clown them. He was just hilarious. And so it was funny, especially if he bagged on you and it was funny, he was going to laugh from his gut, like he would scream. Like, it was just so funny. But when he was the butt of the joke, you know, he'd look at you sideways. That's funny to you, Kim? I'm like, oh, no, sir, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. He's like, I'm not laughing, Kim. And I was just like, yeah, you know this funny. I said, so he was just a real dude. And it was just amazing just to be around him, you know. And I just love it. I just love that I had the opportunity to walk alongside that man. It was so amazing.
Kim, I have to take you to this part. What do you miss most about Prince?
I really got to say his laugh. That voice, everybody was like, you know, did he talk really deep? No, well, yeah, he did. But he had the whisper, you know, especially if somebody was around that he didn't know who was in the room, he would come up behind me and whisper in my ear, who's that to your left? And who's that? I'd be like, okay, that's your lighting director. You don't know who that is. Like, it's so many people on tour, you don't know who it is. But, you know, I missed that laugh, the joy that he carried in his heart. Always joking around, just being a all-around funny dude, that laugh. I think more than anything, I'm going to miss that laugh. And the funny faces that he would make, the smirks and the side eyes and the, you know, if somebody was in the room, oh, my God, like him and I would communicate literally by eyeballs. Like, do you see this fool? Like, do you see what's happening? Do you, you know, and it would be so funny, like the little things that we created over the years, you know, him and Maite had a sign language, you know, that they would speak in. And it was just all kind of stuff that, you know, he created over the years. Everybody in the camp had their own little thing with him, you know, that everybody can speak on. So that's what was just amazing. Like I said, if you line all the books up, you'll literally learn the different parts of Prince and how amazing he was.
Well, we are talking about Diamonds and Curls with a Z. By the amazing celebrity superstar stylist, Miss Kim Berry, the 29-year, you know, hairstylist relationship with Prince, superstar Prince. This has been something that, to me, I think you've, to me, it's kind of unparalleled. I don't think I know of too many folks out there who've been with the celebrity that long. Now, maybe there's some, but very few stories. So what do your family members think now and also your friends, and how did they react? Because sometimes friends can be a little jealous. Sometimes we're going to just put it on out there of the types of things that you were able to accomplish in your life. Did you ever experience that where some were a bit on the jealous side or no?
Not really. All my friends were cool for the most part. Like
you
I
had
said,
real friends.
Yeah. You had some people, like I said, that would listen to my stories. I wasn't too many people I could talk to that was outside of the camp. So I kept it, you know, real close to the belt. But a few people that I did tell different stories of what I was going through or how I experienced life, you know, on the road and, you know, being with this man. You know, I had a few smart Alex, like I said, that would talk crazy and be like, I wouldn't take that off of him. I wouldn't let him say that to me. I'm like, don't tell me what you wouldn't say or what you wouldn't take. I said, because like I said, you at home sitting on your mama's couch and I'm literally sitting in, you know, we went in the ice hotel in Switzerland and we traveled on camels across the sands in Egypt and walked through pyramids and, you know, I had an amazing life with this guy. And so, you know, it wasn't much that you could share. Like, people didn't even know that it was even me until the camera showed up on my doorstep and interviewed me, you know, the night that Prince died and the day after Prince died and all these people. I was on 2020 and all these other, you know, fabulous television shows, and people are like, that was you all these years, you know, that was you. I was like, yeah, it was me, you know. And so we collaborated on hairstyles, like we collaborated, you know, with his music and you know, so it wasn't many people that I could talk to. I had to keep it close to the belt. And the few people that did know it was me, one of my girlfriends, Shanice Wells, she would tell me all the time, she said, you so humble, you so down to earth, like people didn't know, like you would get off the plane coming from Milan, and then you'd be like, let's go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get a two-piece, because I was never geeked up, I was never haughty or high on myself. I knew what I did, I knew who I served, I knew who I walked alongside, but like I said, most people didn't know that they, like I would be in an elevator one day, it was Lala Anthony and, you know, a couple other, you know, high-end girls in the radio industry, and they were talking about, girl, Prince changed his hairstyles like I changed underwear, you know.
And they
I
was didn't just know like,
they,
you were
they didn't
right
even
there.
Know that Prince celebrity, Prince stylist was standing right next to him, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I kept it to myself, and I just rolled along because Prince was a private person, you know, and up until the time of his death, you know, many people didn't know much about him, you know. So I said, there's a lot of people, there's people writing books and stories, telling stories about him that didn't even know him. They're talking about the Prince that they think they know. So who better to tell the story than the person that walked alongside him directly, you know. And I got death threats when I decided to write the book, and people told me, you don't have any business telling his story, you know, sit down somewhere and be quiet. Why does the little black girl have to sit down somewhere and be quiet? Why can't she tell her story? But there are people out in the industry that's selling books that's telling their story that didn't know anything about Prince, or they're telling the theoretical part of Prince. But I can tell you directly how he loved and how he spoke and how he thought and how he walked, you know. So why don't I get to tell my story? So finally I stopped living in fear and decided to be the woman and be the person that Prince literally built me up to be. and taught me how to be, like I said, he and I grew up together and became different people because God placed us in each other's lives. So I tell people, they like, how did you think that you would be been able to be there for so long? It was the God in me that saw the God in him, and he needed that around him. He needed somebody real that wasn't a yes man, that wasn't, you know, he used to call me, you know, his homegirl from the hood. So he used to ask me all the time, what was the pulse in the neighborhood? What were people thinking about his music? What did people think? So I literally had his ear. I literally was able to influence some of the things that Prince did in his music and throughout his career that people don't
know
about.
Prince, you
know,
would ask you, like, you were kind of like your, you know, the ear to the ground, or what did
it
call it? But you knew, you know, he would kind of let you kind of gauge what, or he would use you to gauge what the folks kind of might have thought of him.
So he would bring music into the studio. He would bring music into the studio, and he would play me some of the songs. And, you know, he knew if I stood kind of stoic and didn't move, he was like, you ain't feeling that. I was like, no. And so then he would play a certain song, and I'd be like, oh, okay, that's banging. Yeah, that's going to be a banger right there. So I remember one night we were in the hair salon, and we were doing his hair, and he said, Kim, I need your voice. And I said, what you mean? He was like, I said, I can't sing. He said, don't worry about it. I can make you sound any way I need you to sound. I was like, he said, I just need the voice. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So we go into the studio, and he told me what to say. And people don't know that I'm on one of the tracks, Get Freaky, Let Your Head Bob. And I was like, that song to this day is one of my favorite songs of Prince. Get Freaky, Let Your Head Bob. Get Freaky, Get Funky. I was like, "That's," and I'm on that track, and people don't even know. And it is so amazing, like,
we're going to play that. We got to get that song.
Absolutely. I love it. One of my other favorite songs of his is Face Down. When he brought the beat in the studio, he was like, Kim, what you think about this beat? And I was like, oh, my God, just dope. And he came in there one night. He was like, Kim, this is what we got to do. Go buy me some church hats. Go get me some boas. Go get this. So we got some of the wildest outfits. Me and his wardrobe person ran out to this costume store, brought back all this crazy stuff. So you'll see them in church hats. And so I wasn't just his hairstylist. I literally was his all-around go-to girl. So I worked doing whatever needed to be done in wardrobe. And if it was trash on the floor, he'd be like, Kim, pick it up. You know, come on now. You my girl. Just, let's have my back. So there was no, I served as a bodyguard sometimes. I served as you know, his personal go-to girl. So it was just amazing. You know, like people wound up after he passed, like, how did I wind up with so many of his things? Because I wasn't just his hairstylist. I literally was his all-around go-to girl. I held the makeup. I held the clothing. I had his shoes. I had his socks. I had his handkerchiefs. So I had to be prepared for whatever he needed. I was the all-around go-to girl. I wasn't just his hairstylist. We left hairstylist-client relationship long before. And it's like I said, most people aren't with their lawyers and the doctors for more than 20-plus years, and I outlived everything that went through Prince's life, his relationships, his lawyers, his doctors, his everything. I saw him grow into the man that he became, and it was just a beautiful journey, and that's what you'll see throughout the book, Diamonds and Curls. I tell people Prince was the diamond and I was the curls of the book. And so my book is based on the different facets of a diamond, the cut, color, clarity, and the, you know, the characteristics of a diamond. So all those different chapters, the book is broke down into those chapters, and my stories fall in between all of those, the cut of a man, the color of a man, the clarity, and what made him up to be that person. And so that's how my book is based on the diamond, and just showing how, you know, Farrakhan gave a quote just saying how beautiful the colors that he gave off throughout his lifestyle and of the diamond. And so that's why I brought that into my book. And so I'm just excited about, like I said, to share my story of who this man was and bring it to the nations of the humanity of who he was. Not the celebrity. I'm talking about the man, Prince.
The real Prince. Now, I love what you just said also, that there were items and things that you kind of have. Is there one piece that you have that you can just tell us about, you know, just one piece
well,
that
I
you still have
one of
that
the,
meant something?
Well, I have one of the gold iconic Yes, the gold iconic outfit that he wore on stage. Whatever Prince had, he had many copies
many
of, because we would leave stuff behind in arenas. We would leave, so we always had to have many of the different outfits. But I have one up right now to this day that I know that I'll probably wind up keeping, is one of the gold outfits that traveled all over the world with him. And so when I go on my book tour, you know, coming up, that will be displayed every time I show up. So when you see Kim Berry, you'll see the gold iconic outfit that Prince wore on stage night after night.
Now, I wish
traveled,
I could fit into it, because
yeah,
I would certainly try.
And he was a tiny man.
But I'd
man.
Pop it open
oh
all over the place, yeah.
Right. He was a tiny man, and people don't realize until they see his shoes or they see his clothes of how tiny he really was. He was a very small in stature man, but he was bigger than life, you know.
He towered
people
in real life.
Yeah, I said the prince that sat in my hair salon chair was not the prince that you saw on stage. And the prince that you saw, he was humble, he was kind, he was quiet, but then he was loud and he was rambunctious, and you know, so he had so many different facets to him. That's why the diamond fits him perfectly, you know, when I characterize him, that it was so much to him, but he was this beautiful star that God created. He used to tell me all the time that he was downloaded by God to bring music to the world, and that he knew that this gift was given to him, and I tell people that when he died, that when he got to the gates of heaven, that he'll be able to say, God, I left everything you gave me on the stage, you know, because he gave it to them night after night. And it was so beautiful to be able to see live music and see him perform. And like, he would go out for his encores. He would do 5 and 6 encores after a 2 and 3 hour show and give 10 people, whoever stayed behind, that them 10 people, he would give them a show like it was an arena filled with 70,000 people. Like, he was so dope like that. But it was the music, and whatever energy you gave him, he was going to give that energy back. And it was so amazing to be a part of that and see him rock so many. You know, I would stand on outside of the stage and just see him wave his hand and be like, put your hands up, you know. And one man could rock so many. It was just amazing night after night to be a part of that journey and meet so many different celebrities, Sheila E. and Patti LaBelle and Candy Dolfer and, you know, Chance Howard. And I mean, man, it was just so amazing. Mike Phillips, to see all these stars, he picked them out, handpicked each one of these celebrities, and they became Maceo Parker, Najee, just amazing. And I was able to hang around all these celebrities and be a part of their lives night after night. And it was just amazing, like I said, that God chose me to be around all of these people. And it was just amazing that the family, you know, lifestyle that we built with these people year after year, different celebrities and different people that he built and created, and, you know, Carmen Electra, you know, that I was able to, you know, actually come in contact with and be a part of. All people like, did you do the women in his life's hair? Absolutely. Anybody that was hanging around Prince, Kim touched them. You know, Andy Allo, you know, that all these people are now celebrities in their own right.
That's right. Wow.
It was just amazing to be a part of their lives, and you know, now I can tell the stories. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I was part of that, you know, and it was just amazing night after night, like I said, just to be a part of that.
Well, let me just say this, Kim. We are looking forward to all of the installments of this book, Diamonds
yes.
and Curls, and that's Curls with a Z.
Yes.
Your story. It's by Kim Berry. So you definitely want to check it out. Now, what are some of the best ways they can find this book? And, of course, we're gonna kind of get it right here through the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely.
But tell us some of the other ways they can get the book today.
Thank you. Yes, you can go to my website. It's www.diamonds, D-I-A-M-O-N-D-S, and the letter N, C-U-R-L-Z. So Diamonds in Curls is the website. So you can go to my website, it'll take you straight to Amazon. You can get the book there. And if you hit me on there and send me an email, I can set it up where we can do a special signing. I can, you know, personally autograph the book for them. And then also, like I said, coming up, I'll be doing a book tour, so you can stay tuned on the sign up on the website, and I'll be coming to a city near you, so you guys look forward to that.
Well, we're going to bring you out to my expo. We have a huge expo in May. It's the world's first 8-day expo, period. And it's my very own called HairNationExpo.biz. And we want you to come out here. So we're going to contact your folks and get you scheduled to come out here and do a huge, huge book signing and meet all the fans that you're making today right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely. I would love that. And then also I'm on Instagram, Kim Berry on set, K-I-M Berry, B-E-R-R-Y on set, Kim Berry on set. So you can find that across all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Kim Berry on set, or hit up Diamonds and Curls. If you Google me, you'll find Kim Berry. So just look for me. And I, like I said, I'm excited to, you know, continue sharing my stories with the world. And I'm just looking forward to what God has for me next. The product line is coming out. The hair extension line is coming. So I'm excited, and I cannot wait to, you know, see the fans again. I hate that, you know, the world is in this episode, you know, right now, but I'm looking forward to seeing the world, and I'm looking forward to being back with people. I miss people. I love people. So I'm looking forward to being, you know, being seeing people again.
Well, listen, we've got you now on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and so you're going to be indoctrinated as a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show family. So we are excited. We're going to keep everybody informed about all of your comings and goings in the business. So we're just so grateful to have you this morning on our broadcast. Anything you want to leave us with today? Any last thoughts?
I just want to say don't take anything for granted. Live your life to the fullest. Don't be afraid to step out on faith. You know, like I said, I just, you know, happen to be in the right place at the right time. God said that your gifts will make room for you. I perfected my craft doing hair in beauty school, not knowing that one day I would meet, and my first time out the gate, one of the biggest artists in the world, you know, Prince, would be my client for 20-plus years, and it was just amazing. So I just tell people, you know, perfect your craft, do what it is, hang around people that are doing what it is that you want to do. Be the best at what you do, whatever it is, whether it be hair or makeup or you know, get yourself ready, get your website, create your, you know, digital footprint, get your website ready, get everything prepared to get you ready for the time that you never know when God is going to explode you. If you want to be a celebrity stylist, hang around other celebrity stylists. Make yourself an assistant. Be there, be present in the moment, and be in the where you need to be. Hang around and rub elbows with people of what you want to do. And just be a part. Show up, whatever it is you got to do in life. Show up, be a part of it. Love God. Keep your prayer life active. And, you know, like I said, people can reach me at the website, www.diamondsandcurls.com, Kim Berry on set, on all the platforms. And I'm just loving life, and I'm just glad to be a part of what God is, you know, going to do through me, for me, around me. And I'm just appreciative of you having me on the show. I thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to big things.
Absolutely. And remember, today's guest, Kim Berry, you guys can also, in addition to those amazing places, our platform, which is the Salon TV Network, we have a wonderful app, which is available in Google Play Store exclusively. And they can go right on and on the app, download it. It's free, and literally connect with our guests. And so it's all right there. So we're so excited, and that'll also put you in touch with the amazing Kim Berry. But in the meanwhile, we want you folks to get this book called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z. Again, it's about her amazing Kim Berry story, I call it, in her life with Prince, the amazing superstar. We're going to have you back soon to break it all down. We're going to do a whole series on this amazing book. This was just a little introduction today on our broadcast. I just want to say thank you. You are just a joy. And so while it might seem that you were just doing so many amazing things and, you know, helping out a superstar client, it seems to me to have been kind of the other way around. I see how folks can gravitate towards you. You have something very special that you shared with us today. And that's very, very clear. So thank you, Kim. Thank you for being with us, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right, folks, we've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. So stay with us.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand-new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Stop dealing with embarrassing hair loss. The Hair Loss and Hair Rejuvenation Clinic, located inside Case Design Team, has the latest technology in hair restoration so you can get your confidence in 100% real hair back. And by working with a licensed trichologist with the U.S. Trichology Institute and AMCA certified, a multi-therapeutical approach is used to diagnose and determine the best program for you. So book your appointment today. Call 316-789-0110 at Case Design Team at 718 North Baltimore and Derby.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, it is Thursday morning, February 3rd of 2022. It's my great honor and pleasure to be with you guys this morning. I was listening along with you guys to the amazing Kim Berry. What can I say? She was just a burst of energy on this broadcast with her amazing recount of working with none other than Prince. And I had to think to myself, I said, my gosh, what a great job I get to chat with all of these folks who are just amazing folks to have on our show. It's all over the news. There's usually some kind of a connection we have. I just heard about the wonderful Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees, and we'll find out who makes it in a little later. But right now, I just want to shout out to one of the nominees who was on our very show. And, of course, we're talking about the one and only Miss Dionne Warwick, who we had a chance to replay her interview yesterday. And we just wish nothing but great luck for her and all that. She's won at least about 4 or 5 Grammy Awards. So for us just to be chatting with her, the cousin to none other than super singing star Whitney Houston, and as well as Sissy Houston, and we're just fortunate to be connected through the Hair Radio Morning Show to these super, super, superstars. Now, I want to talk a little bit, folks. This is what has been kind of our little news and entertainment section with Live Talk. Today, first, I want to cover a little bit of what Whoopi Goldberg is talking about. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Michael Jackson thing on Broadway, and as well as
this amazing designer who, to me, it was just a striking story. His name is Peter Hidalgo, and he passed away. We just found out about it, but it happened mid-January sometime, as was reported by his publicist. But first, I want to talk about the Whoopi issue, okay, folks? And I don't know how you feel about it, but Whoopi Goldberg, you guys know she's one of the co-hosts on the popular TV show called The View, which is an ABC property, pretty much. Now, she made some statements with regards to the Holocaust that were a little, well, inaccurate. And so she apologized for it, but the network, they suspended her anyway for like 2 weeks off the show. And so then Whoopi goes out on a talking tour, and we see her on different shows, and she's, you know, pretty probably like doubling down a bit. But I will say this, maybe she felt, of course you're going to be what we call a little salty about being suspended, if you will. I mean, even under the best of circumstances, you might feel a little funny about that. And so, you know, wanted to just kind of talk a little bit about that. But also, let me just say that we would like for Whoopi to, let's just kind of, you know, again, apologize again. And when you return, and as always, Whoopi has put her foot in her mouth from time to time over the years. I mean, it's not a secret. My connection, of course, her hairstylist, who was on the show, on her show, he was never on my show, but I did interview him years ago. He was out of New Jersey, and we're still friends through social media. Yes, the one who does her hair now. We are still connected, and I went to a shop in Irvington, New Jersey, up on the third floor, to be exact. So we're connected here in the hair business after 25 years. I think you guys know that. Also, going to the next story, Michael Jackson, just a big thing. I covered this a day or two ago. A huge Broadway opening of Michael Jackson's story. Huge. Great dancer, guy. Thank goodness. They really got a good thing together with this Broadway show, and I hope you guys come to New York and see it. It's called MJ, and it's just an amazing Broadway show. Just beautiful, great dancing. Of course, what do you expect? Of course, it's going to be great dancing, great music. They use like 25 songs of the late Michael Jackson, popular King of Pop, if you will. But the thing that caught me is that in this controversy, what they're saying is that the performance at the theater, it does not cover the controversy of Michael Jackson with those accusations that plagued him later in life. So the period that the play, you know, the stage production covers is an earlier, happier period, so to speak, in the entertainer's life. And so there are folks in the media, because that's all I've seen. I haven't heard not one comment from really anybody who's outside of that frame, comment about it in a negative way. But the media, part of them, not all of them, but a small, tiny minority in the media was saying, well, why is it that Michael, they don't mention about you know, these allegations that were made against them, and I'm not mentioning them today because I don't think they have merit. But these folks are saying, why are they not mentioning this in his play? Well, first of all, I mean, just plain old common sense. If they're paying for it, it's by his own estate. Why would they pay for something that's going to possibly and potentially be slanderous amongst other things? Folks gotta just, if you want to have something out there, put together your own documentary or what have you. He's a public figure. You have the right to do that. But it's so, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And his children were there, all for the first time in a very long time. So, of course, it's going to be positive. And I totally agree. I saw Michael back during that period. I flew out to Los Angeles. I told you guys a little bit about it at his last concert. And I saw Michael perform. I think it was the Sports Arena out in L.A. or the Staples Center, one of those places. I remember that very well. And that was exactly how he looked at that time. I remember what he was wearing. And one thing I want to say about that, because I was sitting right near the stage, like about two or three rows back, literally. And Michael, all this time, right before I saw him, just a little sidebar note, he was, the way they depicted Michael was that he was emaciated, like bones, and just could barely walk around. When I saw that man on, literally on stage and on that mechanical thing flying all around right over our heads, Michael Jackson was just normal, of normal weight, normal size, and looked amazing and incredible. I just don't know what is going on with this media attempt to just, I don't know. I can't figure it out. But anyway, that's my personal viewpoint. You heard it today on our little entertainment coverage. Like I said, this story about Peter Hidalgo, now I had never heard of this gentleman, but I was so moved at his story. And I really have to say, I didn't know he was a fashion icon, a designer, if you will, from the Dominican Republic, one of my favorite places. I've been there many, many times. But just to hear of his story, now apparently his publicist informed us that he died like around January 16th or 17th of this year. But we're just getting wind of it, the rest of the world. But what really caught attention, now this is a man who has designed for Usher, Kanye West, all of these amazing, iconic people, amazing, iconic artists in the music business, in entertainment, and all these different things. They know this man personally. Nicki Minaj, he's dressed everybody. And what I found out, and it just knocked me literally off my chair. Again, I'd never heard of him. But I was just blown away once they said that this man, only 53, a baby still, that he lived temporarily, at least, in a homeless shelter. A homeless shelter. Now, his success wasn't way back in the 70s. You know, his success wasn't that long ago. So I just wonder, how do you go from the tippity-tippity top of success to the homeless shelter? And it's for, and this is a story for all of us. And I said, wow, I'm taking this to heart. And by the way, I have also had an opportunity to meet and talk to Mr. Kanye West, as well as see him perform at the BET 25th anniversary in New York City. So I'll share that with you a little later. But just, I'm blown away. So this is something, Peter Hidalgo, dead at 53. Just an amazing, you know, right here in New York City, by the way. So again, another New York story. Well, listen, folks, we have coming up in about 25 minutes or so, return to our airways. You heard his commercial a while ago. His name is Cade, and he was with us a couple of years back. He's out of Kansas. You're going to talk to him, at least he's going to talk to you guys, about Trichology, and that's the name of this, Mr. Trichology. So we are so happy to have him back. He's a barrel of fun, and we've got a lot to cover today with his reintroduction, if you will. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. I want to introduce you as well. Right before that, we're going to try to get on this. I love Helena. I think you guys should hear from her. She talks a lot on not just plain old astrology, but what makes what she does a little different. So we'll take a little commercial break. We'll get into Helena, the astrologer. And then right after that, we're on live. Cade will be here and join us live on the air. So you don't want to miss that. Keep it right here for a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
to go. We're going to have fun this morning. Stay with us, folks. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion from root to end. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossieAuNaturale.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
All right, folks, this is going to be quite exciting. And again, we're going to get on this great piece with Helena. And she does, in honor of Black History Month, she does this incredible reading of Dr. King's chart. So stay with us, folks. We've got more and coming up again about 8:30. Kate, get ready. All right, folks, we'll be back. All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And we are on the line with the amazing Magi Helena. Good morning, Helena. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. It's so great to be here today.
Yes, awesome. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in when we talk about astrology. And I love the introduction that you gave about understanding astrology. Would you be kind enough just to share one last time, just kind of bring everybody up to speed on what we think of when we say astrology or what we should think of?
Okay. Well, the very basics or the basic premise is that the positions of planets in the sky make various mathematical relationships to planets on any particular day. If we sort of had a map of the sky on a day, let's call it your birthday, Carrie, if it was your birthday,
yeah,
there'd be sort of a map of the planets on that day. And then if we were going to look at what's going on in your astrology for today, we would look at the relationships between the planets in the sky today and the planets on the day of your birth. And the type,
wow,
of astrology I do, Carrie, it's the only type of astrology that's actually based on scientific and statistical research. It's not based on belief systems. So our way of interpretation and understanding has been validated or verified by research.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, one of the big reasons that we wanted to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show at this time is because we are forever honoring the legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was hoping that you could take a look at, you know, and kind of, you know, give your ideas on any kind of chart or anything that you wanted to share. What would you like to say today, Helena?
Well, I'd love to speak a little bit to Dr. King's incredible astrological birth chart. I mean,
wow,
when you do look at birth charts from the perspective of scientific astrology, they're very, very clear. But while everyone has gifts in their birth chart, big gifts from God, we all also have some challenges. And not all of us are able to live up to all of our gifts for various reasons. You know, life isn't easy. And what's so amazing to me, one of the many things that's so amazing to me about Dr. King's chart is how beautifully he was able to live up to all of his gifts and face down his challenges. This was a man who did God's work in the world. And
wow,
and he was able to do that through the gifts in his chart and then the personal discipline and the personal honor and the personal integrity that he had as a human being. So when I look at his chart, one of the first things I see is how gifted he was as a speaker, obviously. He was immensely talented, and he had a hunger to communicate his ideas. The way I would express some of this stuff, I would talk about planets rather than talking about zodiac signs, because we don't use zodiac signs in scientific astrology. They just haven't to work well enough. But what I'm talking about here with Dr. King's chart, one of the things is, I'm going to say a bunch of stuff that's not going to make a whole lot of sense unless you're a student of astrology, but he's got an amazing iron butterfly of Sun, Saturn, Ixion. Ixion's a planet way out there past Pluto in what's called the Kuiper Belt. And then he's got a Jupiter midpoint and Midas as the at the fourth corner of this iron butterfly. And people that have complicated and symmetrical geometric shapes in their charts, these are the people that really have the most powerful gifts. And Dr. King's chart is just full of what we call planetary geometry. And you can cherry pick almost anything and see this. You see his dedication to humanity, to all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations. You see his hunger to bring in a better world. And you see that while he was angry, he channeled the anger into trying to actually do things that could work. He channeled the anger into talk of peace and nonviolent protest. I mean, I am so moved by what this man did and what he was able to take, the raw material that God gave him, and the way he was able to use that raw material to make such an incredible contribution to the world.
Absolutely. That we still celebrate this so many years after his death. It's a national holiday that's taken it on, I call it an international meaning. And I'm just so grateful that it has. And just, you know, it's everybody's life is touched, touches someone else. And I think that Dr. King understood this. His message of peace still, you know, is something that we, endeavor to and aspire to in this country. And I'm grateful. I think his birthday and everything that we celebrate about Dr. King is important. Like this time right now, it couldn't be more important.
Right.
To be reminded of Dr. King.
Exactly. He had, aside from a dream, he also had a sense of some of the ways that we could affect change. And, of course, so many of those still are waiting to be changed, waiting to be affected. Hopefully now we're in another period of time where strides can be made, because as a white person who's run around her whole life saying, well, I'm not a racist, which is true, but I was too dumb and too disconnected to understand that that's not enough. It's about changing the systems that create the inequality. It's not enough to just not do bad yourself. You know, until the bystanders get involved, nothing's going to change.
That's right. And I think that's something that I appreciate hearing that. I really do, as a man of color. I also want to say, just in looking and analyzing all of this, it's race. Talking about race is never easy. But I have to always say that, to me, we could have dealt with a lot of this as a country a lot earlier. And I think that... And it's never too late, so we can't look at it as that it's too late. And I think, you know, we should stop, all of us, looking at so much the differences, because there are differences here and there and little tiny things, but for the most part, we're all looking for the same things in life here in this this great country. And so I think we're starting to kind of start the healing, you know, the conversations and the dialogue. That's kind of coming out there, and then we'll start the healing. And I think that that's all that I think folks are looking for. I think we have to start to look ahead, and I think we have to just be accepting. And I think that's all that we're looking to accomplish. So yes, are we going to have these? We're all affected by the you know, what I call the narratives that are created for us to kind of, you know, shout at each other and, you know, to have these, you know, these huge, you know, shouting matches and stuff. But we've got to look, we got to say, hold it. Why are these nuggets tossed out there in between us? You know,
exactly.
Let's kind of pull back and let's just kind of first start with the things that we do have in common. And now we, and then we work through all those and get down to, well, you shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that. Then fine. But let's start with the commonalities and let's take it from there. We are
totally
a,
agree.
You know what I mean? And this is all about being inclusive. That was the message of Dr. Martin Luther King. He was a person who was, and that is the one thing I do want to say, you know, being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show and all about this recognition of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King, his entire message, his entire message was that of inclusivity. His entire message was about including everybody. He considered everybody, whatever color you were his brother or his sister. That was, this is not just me saying it. You can listen and research and listen to the recordings. But yes, all out there. So with that, we have learned in this country, we have what they call a politicized things. We have turned things into all kinds of, you know, color this and color that and this and that. But Dr., if we really look at his message, he loved everybody. And that is the true legacy of Dr. King. Not remembering for black folks' sake or, you know, to help black folk, if you will. Now, look, on being a person of color, we're honored, and we're not a model, so I can't speak for all black folk, but I can speak for myself. I am honored to be a part of that, the culture that, you know, put forth a Dr. King. Great, all well and good, and his message uplifts people of color. Absolutely it does. But I think his message uplifts everybody, and that's what he wanted it to do. And I think that this is a very good example of that today. So, Helena, I thank you.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no, I just said I thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, he's a fabulous example of greatness in an astrology chart can bring greatness in people. And it, yeah. One of the hopes that I have, when I talk to people, Carrie, I have clients in 40 countries around the world, probably more than that by now.
Yeah. Wow.
Everybody wants the same thing. You know,
we want
some peace, we want some freedom, we want food on the table, we want our children safe. You know, that's
and
what
a few pennies in our pocket.
and when we work together, and I mean all of us, we could be so invincible. We could solve all the world problems. We could solve the climate issues and save our beautiful planet. And that's possible, you know. But people, I guess, have too much hatred or too much bias or too much insanity or mental illness or whatever the foundation, too much poverty, too much trauma, and the brilliance that our species has in all the colors that we wear on our skin. We lose so many brilliant people. How many brilliant people have been lost to slavery, lost to genocide, lost to residential schools?
Right.
Think of all the Einsteins, think of all the Dr. Kings that aren't even able to come forward in life. I mean, Dr. King, you know, at least he came from a family where he was able to get an education. If he hadn't been able to eat, if his father hadn't been able to feed him, we wouldn't have had him.
Well, so, I'm so glad you said that, Helena. And listen, let me just tell you, I've always said this. I said, just imagine, just for a moment, all of those young men and men of color and stuff that, you know, God forbid, that have had these encounters with the law. And it's turned out, even on most of these videos and things, where it appears that they were just gunned down by officers and things like that. And we have to watch these, and some of us have become desensitized to it. But I'll say this. Imagine if those folks were allowed to contribute to the tapestry of America.
Exactly.
Just imagine the greatness that it could be, where it appears that America, we have a slim minority. It's not the majority of folks. I believe that majority of the folks want all the things that we've talked about, and we want to share in a prosperity that does and can exist. We see it. And we have to take the leadership, and we've got to kind of start to massage and maneuver, move these folks out, that old dinosaur way of thinking.
Exactly.
Those folks got to go. They've got to go. Some just, fall out in office, and we're sad about that, but we're glad that they're no longer in office, and they're being replaced by a generation, a new generation, who is looking for change, but is also willing to put their effort into making that change happen. So, yes, we definitely, America, I've missed many opportunities to be greater than it is now, but than it could have been along the way. If it had, instead of taking the time to detract and to pull away and to not support everybody, black, green, yellow, purple, support everybody, because all of us bring greatness to this amazing planet and to this country. So I think that is the message that's starting to get out a little bit more. And I'm honored that it is, because I think we can still be the great country that the forefathers and that folks since then and our ancestors here wanted it to be. And Dr. King's message will live on.
You've said that so beautifully, Carrie. Thank you.
Well, listen, I just want to say, Helena, I so appreciate you. You come onto the Hair Radio Morning Show. You get me talking about things I didn't know I was going to talk about on today's broadcast. But I love it. I love it. And we got to get you back on a regular basis where you can share some of this amazing scientific type of approach to the astrology and to looking at astrology through a little bit of a, I have to say, it's a different lens to me. But I'm so grateful that, you know, that the way that you attack, that you share this information is from a very credible resource. So you're doing something fantastic. Now, I've got to tell everybody, go to your website. So I want to say this, your website, M as in Mary, A-G-I, H-E-L-E-N-A.com, H-I-Helena.com.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Very important. So, and there you have, like I said, even in our recent times you've been on our show, I've shared this. You have an amazing website, and we've got to put some links at our website as well, but you have an amazing website with a lot of information that I think the resources that I think you guys are going to love that will help you navigate to greater success with your life.
Thank you.
So that is my whole thing.
If any listeners are interested, there is a written blog on Dr. Martin Luther King on my website. If you click on the blog link at the top and then click pop culture, because that's the category it's in, there's an article on him, The Astrology of Greatness, and you can see more of his chart and more about what made him such an incredible, incredible human being.
And again, that website is www.magihelena.com. So it's almost like the word magic without the C. Mm-hmm. So magihelena.com. Please check it out. Helena, we've got to get you back soon, okay? This was incredible, much more profound than I had anticipated. Thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Carrie, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on your show, and I send blessings to all your listeners.
Awesome. Likewise. All right. Folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more this morning to get to on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us. Stay with us.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
to Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I am Gary Hines. It's Thursday morning, February 3rd. It's 2022. But you might have thought it was 2020 because that was the last time Cade has been with us. So it is my great honor to bring back to this very broadcast in his very old same time slot, Thursdays at 8:30. It's time for Cade and Mr. Trichology. Cade, welcome back. It's great to have you with us. Good morning.
Hello, Carrie. Good morning. How are you?
Yes. Well, I'm doing great. Let me just remind everybody again, it's 2022. Cade, it's been a while since we've had you here on the show, and I'm just loving this big welcome back for you. Good morning. So how does it feel to be back? How does it feel to be back talking to the fans?
It feels great. But I can't believe that it's been since 2020.
Yeah.
It seems like this. Well, you know, one day my mom asked me, it was like in March when we got shut down for the pandemic, and one day she's like, I don't even know what day it is. I said, Mom, it's March 97th. And it seemed like forever, and now this year has just blown by so much.
Yes, but you know what is so amazing? Cade, I'll tell you, I know you were coming back to the broadcast, which I was so excited to share with the fans. I forgot that it was that much time. I said, well, it's been about a year, I think, since Cade left. But no, Cade, I can't believe over like 2 years have gone by that quickly. So that is amazing. Absolutely.
Yes, and I'm so glad to be back. I didn't think it was that long. It seemed more like it was only a year, but so much has transpired since everything, you know, being closed down, reopening, getting my trichology business kind of, you know, I couldn't be with anybody. But now it's starting to boom. And in case people are wondering, trichology is the study of hair and scalp disorders, and we focus on
allergies. We're going to get into all of that, Cade. Hold on one moment. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to walk you through all that stuff today because we want to get everybody back on the Cade train. So first of all, and officially welcome to all the fans. You have fans out there, Cade. So this is going to be the Mr. Trichology re-welcoming to the Hair Radio Show fold, if you will. Now, I want to kind of take charge of this, and I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, I want to introduce folks. I love your commercial, and I just want folks to make the connection. So first, we're going to take a listen, and I just want to let folks know you are in Kansas, which you're going to add to this, and we're going to edit it and all that wonderful good stuff. But this is the connection I wanted you guys out there, the fans of this broadcast and the fans of Cade and Mr. Trichology, to make on the broadcast today. So take a listen. This is Cade's brand new commercial.
Stop dealing with embarrassing hair loss. The Hair Loss and Hair Rejuvenation Clinic located inside Cade's design team has the latest technology in hair restoration so you can get your confidence in 100% real hair back. And by working with a licensed trichologist with the U.S. Trichology Institute and AMCA certified, a multi-therapeutical approach is used to diagnose and determine the best program for you. So book your appointment today. Call 316-789-0110 at Case Design Team at 718 North Baltimore and Derby.
And Cade, now, I love the commercial, number one. And we're so glad. We've run it several times already on today's broadcast. It's the very first thing that folks will hear when they play this very broadcast back when we share it. It's the very first thing that happens to hit the airwaves for this recorded broadcast a little later when people are doing the playback. We're live right now, folks. Just a reminder, it's Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. It's about 8:35 in the morning, New York time, 7:35 out where you are, Cade. So it's an hour. Yeah, you guys are like an hour behind us in Central Time Zone. So I love the commercial. Back to that.
I want to remind folks, now you are where? In what city and state and all of that good stuff? Tell all the fans of the show.
I'm in Wichita, Kansas. And Kansas is
Yes.
Wichita.
Go ahead. Kansas?
Yes. Wichita, Kansas.
I'm still
Kansas.
On the Wichita part. Okay.
Yes.
First
My
of all,
my salon is in a suburb, which is Derby. So it's easier for people to locate, like, Wichita than it is Derby because it's a suburb. But it's the only state where, like, Monday morning, we had 66-degree weather and a 4.8-magnitude earthquake.
Wow.
Tuesday night, we got 6.5 inches of snow, and now it's minus 10.
Wow. So it's
and
been
I've
kind
got
of, you
of,
wow.
And I've
but
got
you love it out there, Kate. You love that area. I remember when you were on the show before, you used to always talk about Kansas and bringing us up to speed on all the wonderful good things that happen out in Kansas. And so we're going to chat with Kate all about Kansas, as well as Trichology. We're going to get into what Trichology is, what does it stand for, and why it is so important for you guys to know. So I'm so excited to have this gentleman with us. What can I say? Kate is just, you're killing it, Kate. So now, let's tell everybody. You have a salon, you're a trichologist, and you also have, you have like a practice. But first, tell everybody, Kate, you started off this interview by about to share it, and I kind of interrupted you, but please tell everybody what trichology is. There are folks who've never heard the word trichology, so please tell us what it's all about.
Well, trichology is the study of hair and scalp disorders, and we focus mainly on why people lose their hair. And there are so many different ways and so many different things that cause people to lose their hair. So we really focus, we take a more multi-therapeutical approach rather than just prescribing drugs, but we can use... we also use their medical background, their blood work, and we can send off hair for mineral tests and all kinds of different stuff to different labs. It's just been so intriguing now that COVID has hit and people are really having like PTSD. I'm calling it COVID hair because people have been hospitalized and been on all of that medication, yeah, they're coming in and they've got different types of alopecia happening. And it's been very interesting. I haven't had to, most for the most part, it'll just kind of grow back on its own after their bodies get rid of everything. But there are products and treatments out there that can help speed that process up. And everybody is so different. It's crazy. I never thought going into trichology. And then, you know, like I said, during this time, I couldn't see people really. And so I remodeled my clinic. I got my whole clinic done. Now I've got another staff coming on, and which is very exciting because there was two of us. Now there's five.
Wow. Well, I'm blown away by what you're saying. I think that's nice. So you're kind of building back.
Oh,
but first,
absolutely.
before we get there, Kate, I want to talk and spell it out for people. So thank you for the explanation of what trichology is. But now, how does it differ? Is every hairstylist a trichologist? And what is the difference? I thought a trichologist? What's the difference between a hairstylist, a dermatologist, and a trichologist? Break it down for us, Kate. All right.
a lot of hairstylists forget that when we start school, one of the first things in our hair books is Trico means hair.
Right, trico means hair, yes.
So, but trichology, it actually started in the UK in about 1902. And just now, they have made it in the United Kingdom to where trichologists can actually prescribe. So when you go through trichology, you do go through school. It's almost like medical school, not as intense and not as long. However, you can you can keep going and going and going and learn more. Like my next is I'm going to be a phlebotomist and a medical assistant. I'm going back to do that just so that I can be able to do a little more invasive treatment. And then
you love
I'll,
that,
I'll
Kate.
Be able
to... Folks, Kate loves
I know,
this.
I'm,
he,
I know.
You got to get to know him. He loves
this
kind of stuff. I'm blown away. Well, listen, I interrupted you there.
A dermatologist.
Go ahead.
Dermatologist.
Yeah.
I will have to work with dermatologists sometimes, but dermatologists don't really like trichologists that much. We're working on that in the United States because we're paramedical to a dermatologist. And so they don't like us that much because we don't like them to just give people shots in their head or give them a pill or tell them, rub this on there, that'll work. We take it totally different.
Let me clarify that because that's a very important point. The medical doctors, those are dermatologists, absolutely. They are the dermatologists.
Yeah.
They can prescribe medicine and do all those fancy things that you know doctors do.
Yes.
Trichologists, they have added on to their education through learning how to treat hair loss. That is their specialization is on hair loss. However, in having a lot of trichologists on the show and being part of this community in the hair business, what happens is that you want to have a multi-prong approach. You want to have a hairstylist who may or may not be a trichologist. Now, I always suggest that you should, in addition to a hairstylist of your choice, have a trichologist of your choice. And we're going to get in where to find them and all that wonderful good stuff and how to be one and all that. You guys have got Mr. Trichology coming, and we're going to have a whole bunch of wonderful talk with Cade. Now, back to this, it's very important that you guys know that you have a team of hair pros, just like I do. I have a little team that works with me. Mm. When I go out and do shows and things, I have a personal hairstylist, I have a barber, I have a trichologist, I have a braiding and lock person, I have everybody I need. And it's the same type of approach when it comes to your hair care. Have your hairstylist. Let them work in conjunction and in tandem with a trichologist. When it is necessary, that team can work with your dermatologist, you know, because the dermatologist covers the entire body as well. So you want to always have all of those.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're absolutely correct. And that's why.
Thank you. Thank you, Katie.
So this year, what I've started doing is I have set up, we call them lunch and learns. It's kind of like when someone who sells drugs to a doctor's office, they sell their pills or they sell their stuff. So I've been going into doctor's offices. I've been holding things at different venues to where I'm inviting stylists to come so that I can tell them. Because I said, and I have a no-compete contract. Because my clinic is in my salon, I have a no-compete contract, and I give the stylist a referral fee if they refer their client from their salon to me. Because they say, well, use this, but it's not working. So I have these meetings and these luncheons, and, of course, I pay for the lunch. I give them my presentation, and I tell these stylists, I'm like, okay, if your client is losing their hair and it's not growing back, then you're not going to have any hair to do on them. But if you come to my salon and they ask for a hair color, they can't get their hair colored in my salon. They're coming to me for their hair loss. I can't do, and I won't allow any of my staff to do that. because then I'm taking money out of their pocket, and that's not fair.
Exactly. So you're and not then, trying to take their clients. That's important,
no,
Kate. A trichologist works
not.
Along with and supports
yes.
the hairstylist.
Yes.
Not trying
and,
to take them over and,
yeah.
and steal
and
the client.
And plus, I have a medical director that's an actual doctor that oversees
MD.
My clinic. And then I'm working with aesthetic and wellness clinics all over the town. I'm actually traveling to Salina. And then right now, COVID hair is so bad that one of my friends that's a trichologist in Kansas City, Missouri, she's setting up a pop-up clinic in Chicago. So I'm going to start going with her to help her take care of stuff there. We're just so rare.
That's the thing.
There's just not very many of us. We have to have nutritionists. Pharmacists.
Exactly.
Doctors.
Exactly.
We have to have a whole team of people, just like you were saying, because if I don't know, it's very important that we stay in our lane. And, you know, I can read somebody's medicine list. I can read their blood work and all of that stuff, but I can't sit there and prescribe and do anything and say, oh, well, you should do this, this, and this. But you can sign this paper and I can talk to your healthcare professional and see if there's any adjustments that we can
yes,
make.
Like a release.
Or bring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they see so many people as well that sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's just lost in the paperwork. And I'm one,
yeah.
I'm a nerd. I sit and I take and I collaborate all of their paperwork together. And then I reach
yeah.
out to the healthcare professionals and the people that I feel needs to be talked to.
Kate, I want
when
to
you
name.
Get out of your lane.
Yes, then you're not a good place to be.
No,
not a
no,
good place to be. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about give the name of your salon and all that stuff and wonderful good things. I know it's in Derby, did you say? But tell folks exactly the name and all that wonderful things. And now you help everybody. Just because you are in the Midwest doesn't mean that all of the folks cannot reach out to you. So I don't have a problem with you sharing your phone number and we'll connect you through Hair Radio, whatever we got to do to put you in touch with Cade. I nickname him Cade Kincaid. But no,
yeah,
it's Cade, Mr. Trichology. You know, he's my good friend and just a wonderful person. I cannot tell you how happy I am to have you back in the fold and with the family here at Hair Radio. So good stuff. Now,
yeah.
Hey, so tell everybody where the shop is located, because I know that the clinic is in the salon and all that.
Yes. We're located right in the center of the United States, right in Wichita, Kansas. I'm in a suburb in Derby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Derby. Wow.
We're actually right in the center, yeah. And
wow.
But the name of the salon is Cade's Design Team. We opened in 1995.
Yes. The same year that we started the Hair Radio Show.
Isn't that crazy?
That was the same
We're the
year.
Same age,
yeah.
Gary.
Yes, we are.
And
we are.
I opened my hair loss and hair rejuvenation clinic. I've been there so long, I've remodeled 4 times. I swear this is my last time, but I needed to expand I took a wall out when we moved in, and then I had to put it back because I needed my clinic to be bigger and more professional. And it's almost like walking into a doctor's office. But when you get to my clinic part, the salon is fun and, you know, decorated real well. It looks like New York City, actually. People come in, they're like, oh, my gosh, your salon looks like it belongs in New York City.
Wow,
that's
fancy,
man. Kansas. Oh, yeah.
That's fancy.
And we're located.
No, what about the staff?
Right,
you got a new staff, too. You have a new staff. I want you to get to that as well.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yes. I've got, one of my girls that's been with me, we've done hair 30 years. She just had to have some surgery, so she's been out. And then in the meantime, we've got a new girl that she specializes in all the vivid colors, like the rainbow hair. And that's what she specializes in. She charges by the hour. It's crazy. She only works 2 days a week. And she's fantastic. And then we've got my good friend Rebecca that we've done hair shows and worked for major corporations together. We've never lived in the same city. But now she lives here, and now she's working back at the salon. And so we've got her. Just a lot of things have changed.
Say, we're going to show up at your door, too. We're going to show up at your door. Hey, radio fans, get ready. Yes, we're coming out there, Cade. I'm not just saying it. I'm going to tell you. You know, we coming out to Cade's spot. I'm called, what is it, Cade's Hair Design Studio? We're
Cade's
coming
design
out there.
Team. Yeah,
oh, yes, you know, I never got it right. Cade's Design Team. Okay, we're coming out there. And you'll see me. In fact, I'm at your door right now. No, I'm just teasing.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm not at work. I'm at home. I'm not leaving my house. There's too much snow.
Yes. Well,
yeah, I'm working from home today because
it's.
But people have questions about trichology or, I mean, I can actually do virtual consultations over the phone or via Zoom or however people need to get a hold of me. But if any stylist around the country,
you can talk to them.
If any stylist around the country is interested in getting into trichology, they can call me 316-789-0110 and leave a message. And I would definitely lead them in the right direction. And I had someone actually call me last night and ask me about it because they're interested. And it was because they heard
me on your show before. Because we don't normally give out phone numbers on the hair radio. You've never really heard that so much. But it's important that the hairstylists know that they can connect with you directly, as well as potential clients and folks who may be experiencing hair loss. Hair loss is, I mean, it is as pervasive as you can guess, you know, pretty much. And so Cade helps everybody. So I want clear, it's not just one type of folks or this or that. He helps everybody. So take a look. He knows what he's doing. He's been very much in this world, as you just heard. His you know, your salon and things opened up way back the very year that I started the hair radio show out of New Jersey on AM and FM radio. So that was 1995. So we've been at this game a long time, folks. So if you have questions, this is the man to ask. If you need to reach out to him and you want to, you know, call up here at the Hair Radio Show or contact us or inbox us, please do so. Now, you, Cade, are on what we call social media, so you got to tell everybody, how can they reach you on social media as well?
They can go to Cade's Design.
And what social
media
that you're Cade,
on? We're on Facebook. We were on Instagram. I haven't quite figured it out that much. So I am on there,
Instagram,
but I don't do much with it.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
no, hold on. You were saying
Cade,
Facebook. So you're on Facebook.
Yeah, that's my main way, is Cade Design Team, C-A-D-E apostrophe S, Design Team, and then you can locate me on there, and you'll see my picture.
And,
And
always on
that
the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
Okay.
And,
so and go right ahead, Cade. What were you going to say?
Well, like when I have different outlets for people. So last night when I got a call from a friend that had seen on Facebook that I was going to be back on the show, she called me and she's like, well, I'm really interested in going to school now. Which one do you recommend?
Wow.
And I just gave her an arsenal of people that I'm friends with that do different courses and they have different approaches. I said, there's not one that is the best, because I'm going to go to this other, even though I went to one school, I'm still going to go to another school because they have a little bit of a different approach. And there's not just one way to do anything. And
exactly.
As hairstylists,
exactly.
And as hairstylists, we know that. And we all have our own ideas and techniques. And everything can work and get the same result. But I just led her to trustworthy places that I appreciate and I would go to. And I'm going to go to some courses from them.
I am loving this. We love Mr. Trichology, and I just want to kind of let everybody know that this was our wonderful welcome back. It was kind of like a party within a party. So next week, we are tackling some alopecias right here on this broadcast. You heard it from my mouth.
Yep.
We're tackling some alopecia. You don't want to miss Mr. Trichology. It is the start. One weekday. It's Thursday. If it's Thursday at 8:30, it's time for Mr. Trichology. Cade from out in Wichita, Kansas. Wasn't Wichita where Dorothy was from? And the little dog Toto?
From Kansas, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The Yellow Brick
Somewhere
Road.
Somewhere there.
Yes.
Okay.
The Yellow Brick Road.
The Yellow Brick Road. Well, it says a lot. Okay. I just remember that real evil lady on a bike. Listen, Cade, I want to give you the last words. Anybody you want to shout out to or any words you want to leave us with today before we start our outro?
Well, I would encourage anybody that has questions to definitely get a hold of Carrie Hines. It's Carrie Hines Radio Show. If they have any questions and or if they can dial in and ask questions on the air, that's great.
Well, next week we'll get that started. Yeah.
Yes. I know everybody's got some questions about their COVID clients and what's going
on
with their hair and their scalp.
So we'll talk about that next week. COVID hair. Yeah. That was Cade's words. Listen, folks, we'll see you. We're back tomorrow for our Friday edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. You don't want to miss it. We start 6 live on the air. Cade is with us each Thursday starting at 8:30 in the morning, New York time, 7:30 out in the Central Time Zone. You don't want to miss it. We're getting all into hair loss and so many other topics. As you can see, Cade, and here, Cade is a lot of fun. We're going to have a blast right here on this broadcast. Now, just before we say goodbye for today, it doesn't end here. We have a 24-hour streaming network over at just a different platform over at www.hairadio.com. Please go there. There's always something on streaming about hair and some of our classic shows. We'll see you back here 6 a.m. sharp, New York time, 5 o'clock Central for the Friday broadcast. And make it an awesome Thursday. Thank you, Cade. Great job. Welcome back. Good job.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a great week.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist.